Let's welcome him by Spring 19, brought to you by Excel Weed Control. Behind home plate tonight, Mike Carroll. First base umpire, Chris Presley Murphy. And third base umpire, Stephen Rios Jr.
Welcome to Rock Hounds Baseball and our 50th anniversary season. Follow the Hounds at home and on the road here at MidlandRockHounds.org. Now it's time for Texas League Baseball. Here's the radio voice of the Rock Hounds, Bob Hart.
If you are a football fan and if your football team is trailing 46-16, I did the math. You would be four touchdowns and a field goal away from taking the lead, okay? 46-16. And if you are down by that much, again, you are four touchdowns and a field goal away from grabbing the lead. Now, that would be on the football field. If you are trailing 46-14 in a baseball game, you're toast. Fortunately, this is not a cumulative scenario, but the Rockhounds do indeed trail by just those numbers. The Arkansas Travelers have rolled into town. Now, they got 22 runs last night. Now, the last seven, and let's just be honest here, came with an outfielder pitching at about 43 miles per hour. But they scored 22 runs, and every last one of them counted. They scored 16 the night before, 8 in the series opener. I don't even want to try to imagine what pace they are on. But the Travelers have come in here and just absolutely dominated through the first three games. And remember, the 46 runs they have scored actually coming in less than three full games because the first game was rained out, or shortened due to rain, rather, in the sixth inning. So the Travelers, red hot. They are now six wins in a row. Corpus Christi is the other hottest team in the league. The Hooks all of a sudden are hanging around in the South. They're only four games out of the top spot. The South just as tight as it can be. And again, despite the fact the Rockhounds have now lost four games in a row, and my goodness, have just been absolutely throttled here in the first three, again, the Hounds only a game out of first place in the South Division. Arkansas, well, they're six games back, and Wichita is just not going to give in that much, you can't imagine. But again, right now it's a six-game lead for the Wind Surge over both Arkansas and Springfield. At this point, the Travelers have to become big Springfield fans because the Cardinals need to do some damage. They are facing Wichita, and there will be no more head-to-head competition the rest of the way. Remember, after this series is over, only 12 games remain in the season. It is, by the way, raining here, and I do believe that we may be looking at some tarp action. We're going to bring the mini tarp out, the one that covers the pitcher's mound. And, of course, that's probably the most touchy of all the areas in the ballpark. You really want to protect the pitcher's mound. So, again, rain has started to fall again. We're hoping for a 7:30 start, but I see some folks heading for cover, so the rain is starting to come down a little bit. The lights are on, but of course it's still daylight out, and I say this so many times, and I'm glad so many of my colleagues in radio booths have said the same thing. If you're trying to determine how much rain is falling,
and it's not nighttime. The press box is about the worst possible place you can be, because unless it's absolutely a deluge, really the only way you can tell is to look up against the lights and see the rain falling. But there is some rain coming down. You can see that the concrete down in the seating area is getting darkened a little bit. So we do have at least a bit of rain. This, by the way, is, well, anytime you have a rain delay of any kind in baseball, it's just not a whole bunch of fun. The Rockhounds, and you can imagine, 46 runs allowed in the last three games. The bullpen has really been worked over very heavily, and the Hounds do not have a large bullpen, especially by current standards, the 28-man roster. Most bullpens, you see maybe 11 pitchers on the roster. Rockhounds really have only eight guys in the bullpen. And while that sounds like a lot, it is not. Only a couple of arms would be logically available tonight. The reason I say that, if you start this game and your starting pitcher is underway and is pitching at all, and then if you have to shut it down, you run the risk of losing that starting pitcher, and the Rockhounds just do not have a whole bunch of arms available to fill that spot. So we'll see. At this point, just the mound has been covered. They are going to bring down, I think, probably the mini tarp that also covers home plate. So that would tell us we've got some rain. There was some lightning in the area as well. High school football season starts tonight next door at Astound Communications Stadium, and they are, in fact, delaying their start until 8 o'clock. They were scheduled to kick off at 7:30, but they're going to go at 8 o'clock. So Rockhounds Bowl, all these guys, Brian Mitchell's getting very creative here. They bring out the coverings of the batter's boxes and the catching box that they use in batting practice. And that will cover actual home plate and batter's boxes and catching box. Well, somebody's thinking, it's pretty doggone good. Well, obviously we are not going to start on time here, so I'll give you a quick look at the standings, and then we'll just kind of leave a little bit of crowd going for you, so we won't go anywhere and let you know what's going on. I'm not going to sit here and tap dance for you. You have other things to do tonight, I would hope. But in the South Division, and for the Rockhounds, it's kind of an odd scenario. I visited with Bobby Crosby earlier today, and the Rockhounds, of course, have really struggled in this series. They dropped 4 out of 6 at San Antonio. They dropped 3 in a row here. The Rockhounds were one of the teams that went on a real streak early in the second half. Were in the top spot in the South Division for a good portion of the first half of the second half, if that makes sense. But now, of course, the Hounds have been on a slide. Amarillo went on a pretty good tear. Frisco has really been the constant in the South Division. They missed out on the first half title, but they were right there all the way, and now they lead by one game. It's Frisco by one game over the Rockhounds and the Amarillo Sod Poodles. The Corpus Christi Hooks are now within 4, and first half champion San Antonio 4.5 games back. Corpus Christi, and you kind of forgot about them over the course of the last couple of weeks, and maybe even a little bit longer than that, because they had been struggling. They have now won 5 ball games in a row. Just got a, by the way, an update. The reason I tripped all over myself there, we just got an update. 7:45 is now going to be our start time for this ball game. It's about 15 minutes away. So let me just set this ball game up for you in terms of the standings. Corpus Christi not out of it at all. And by the way, Corpus Christi will finish the season at Arkansas. So if the two teams are hanging around in the standings, all of a sudden that could be a very intriguing series. But Corpus has won 5 in a row. Teams above them are not necessarily exactly turning it on. And so Corpus Christi is still in there at just 4 games back. So Frisco by 1 over the Hounds, 1 over the Sod Poodles, 4 over the Hooks. And the only team, well, they're only 4.5 games out, San Antonio. But remember, their ticket to the playoffs already punched, first half champs. 7:45 now is our scheduled start time. So we're going to leave a little stadium going for you. And we will see you in just not very long at all. Get this ball game going. Friday Night Baseball from Momentum Bank Ballpark coming up. Game number 4 of the series. Rockhounds and the Arkansas Travelers standing by.
Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, we ask you to please rise and remove your hat as we honor our country with our national anthem, presented by Coterra.
Can welcome you officially back to Momentum Bank Ballpark. So much for that 7:45. It'll be pretty doggone close. Apparently the rain now just going away enough that we can play some baseball. Nice job by Wes on the national anthem. By the way, I believe it was supposed to be pre-recorded tonight, and that wouldn't fire off, so Wes jumped in. Boy, that's not an easy song to sing, by the way. So, man, kudos, Wes, on the PA tonight. Nicely done. Jack Cushing, right-hander, into his warm-up tosses for the Rockhounds. He will face Stephen Kolek, right-hander on the mound for Arkansas. Kolek, by the way, has been a really tough-luck pitcher. He's 5-12, but a sub-5 ERA. He's had a couple of games that have really kind of influenced that ERA. He is far, far, far better than those numbers would tell you. Kolek will get the start tonight for the Travelers. They have outscored the Rockhounds as Arkansas by a 46-16 count so far. We'll see what this evening will bring. Friday night baseball, little delay, but we're going to play some baseball. First pitch of the game after this from Budweiser and Michelob Ultra.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This Rockhounds broadcast is brought your way in part by Budweiser and by Michelob Ultra. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Let's go back to Bob at the ballpark for the first pitch of the game.
Obviously under a cloud cover, the field in shadow, 72 degrees is our temperature. And a little bit of wind, there's not very much. And in fact, we have basically been calm for the last two nights at least. A little bit of breeze, though, enough to unfurl the flags. It's picked up just a little bit in the last 5-10 minutes. The wind right to left. And from a pitcher's perspective, unless it's blowing straight in, right to left is the next best thing. Jack Cushing will face, look out now, Riley Unruh. Will he go after the first pitch? One would think yes. Matamoskas and the Diamantes, the Rockhounds and Travelers, and yep, first pitch, and he drills it into the right field corner. Riley Unruh will have a double to lead this game off. Well, the reason I kidded about it a little bit is that last night Unruh went 5 for his first 6, and that took all of 9 pitches. So he jumps on the first pitch here. Unruh, as hot a hitter as there is, well, in the Texas League and perhaps on planet Earth. Unruh, 5 hits last night, leads off with a double, 1 pitch into this ball game. And, man, if you're the Rockhounds, Yeah, head is spinning a little bit right now. There's Joe Rizzo, left-handed hitter. He's the third baseman. He swings at the first pitch and comes up empty, 0-1. Unroh leading it off. He's the second baseman in this game. Rizzo batting second, playing third. And Zach Deloach, who's had a big series, will bat in the three spot in left field. Zach Deloach in left. No balls, one strike. Rizzo from the left side. Pitch from Cushing, hit high in the air to left field. Marty Bikina drifting back. Wind's going to push that a little bit. That traveled a good amount of distance, but the out recorded. Unroh will not try to move up. Fly ball to left field, and it's one man down here in the first, and now here is Zach Deloach. Rest of the lineup, Jake Shiner is the first baseman batting cleanup. Shiner at first. Jack Larson batting fifth in right field. Jack Larson, the right fielder. Cade Marlowe will be the DH tonight, speedy center fielder. Designated hitter, Cade Marlowe batting sixth. And Jose Caballero, the shortstop, batting seventh. Caballero at short. First pitch, and likewise, Deloach swings at the first delivery. All three batters have. And a foul ball here, 0-1, kind of nubbed that at the plate. Zach at 260, 13 homers, 66 driven in. Second on the ball club behind the guy on deck, Jake Shiner, who has 91. Boy, heck of a year. It's a called strike outside corner from Cushing. Quick 0-2 count. Jake and Chia catching and batting eighth, and Chia behind the dish. And Tanner Kerwer in center field rounds out the lineup for the Travelers. Kerwer in center field. Runner in scoring position, one man down, 0-2 count. Set a pitch by Cushing, just inside. Hear the crowd react. That is a close pitch, 1-2. Unroh, Rizzo, and Deloach up top. Shiner, Larson, and Marlowe in the middle. Caballero and Chia and Kerwer round out the lineup for the Travelers. Winners of five straight, make it six in a row, forgive me. Stretch and pitch by Cushing, and that's nubbed foul again at the plate. One ball and two strikes. Travs have the longest win streak in the league right now. Again, Corpus Christi winning five and getting themselves back in the South Division race. The Hounds will be at Corpus next week. And last time the Hounds were there, they swept the Hooks, so you know the Hooks will be waiting with chips on their shoulders and bats in their hands. The 1-2 pitch lifted in the air to center field. Oh, and starting in, that ball misjudged a little bit, but making a play is Michael Goldberg. Unroh will very alertly move up to third base. That ball well hit, and that's one of those pretty well hit on a rope. And it was not directly at Michael, but close. He took a couple of steps in, realized that ball was hit deeper than he thought, and he had to get back a little bit to catch that line drive. Deloach really hit it hard. So Unroh advances to third. He's there with two down. Puts a little more pressure on, and here's the guy who is second in the league, just one RBI behind Leandro Cedeno of Amarillo, swinging a foul back. Count is 0-1 to Jake Shiner. 246 average, but 17 home runs, 91 driven in. Cedeno, who is having a monster year, has 92. Cedeno hit his 30th home run of the year last night for Amarillo and 92 ribbies. 0-1 set. Runner at third, two men down, pitch by Cushing. Swing and a miss. We'll get fastball away. Count is 0-2. Shiner, right-handed hitter. Jake, the first baseman. First pitch leadoff double from Riley Unroh. He's at third base with two away. Cushing, big, deep breath by Jack. Number 13 delivers and just outside for a ball. Well, a crowd will hoot on that. That pitch was clearly outside. Oh, we got a come-on blue already. Yeah, top of the first, our first come-on blue. One ball and two strikes to count. Pitch didn't miss by a whole bunch, but it was outside. Here's the 1-2 set now by Cushing. And the pitch to Shiner, tempted, doesn't go. They appeal, and no, two balls and two strikes to count. Jack Cushing making start number 17 with the Rockhounds in two stints. Some time with the AAA Las Vegas Aviators. Didn't go well at the AAA level this time. Doesn't mean it won't next. Jack settles in. Again, has the big deep breath. Two balls, two strikes. Pitch on the way. Line drive, and it's pat! Handed by Brett Harris. The third baseman takes a runaway, handling a low line drive toward the left field line. Boy, Brett Harris, just a really quick reaction. I'm not sure his feet actually had a chance to even shift to his right. Basically reached across the body, made the catch on an absolute laser line drive by Shiner. But The Travelers come up empty, and they haven't come up empty very often in this series. To the bottom of the first, Village Car Wash score, first time around. Arkansas nothing, and against right-hander Stephen Kolek, the Rockhounds are coming to bat.
Oxy is proud to operate in the Permian Basin, where our teams are hard at work delivering the energy the world needs, safely, cleanly, and efficiently. We are honored to partner with the Rockhounds to recognize military veterans and service members at home games throughout the season. We salute these heroes for their sacrifices to keep us all safe and to protect our country. Visit Oxy.com to learn more about Oxy and how we zero in to make a difference in the communities where we live and work.
Widener Apartments offer both high-end and affordable 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartment homes with locations in Midland and Odessa, all convenient to shopping, restaurants, and colleges. In Midland, visit La Mirage, where you will experience luxury, style, and elegance. In Odessa, visit Andalusia and experience our state-of-the-art amenities. Widener Apartments, creating communities one person at a time. Visit us at widener.com.
It's time to amp up the fun. Now during the Ford Summer Supercharged Sales Event. Get great offers on select Ford vehicles. And you'll not only bring back the fun, you'll supercharge it. So stop by the Summer Supercharged Sales Event at your Ford dealer and discover how Ford can take your summer to a whole new level. Not all models, trims, or features may be available. Contact your dealer for information.
Michael Goldberg leads it off. They go to the bottom half of the first inning. No score, although the Travs threatened at a first pitch strike from Stephen Kohler. Stephen in this ball game. Underway in the bottom half of the first. Michael Goldberg to the top of the order tonight. Chase Calabrese has the night off. Pitch up and in for a ball, 1-1 from the right-hander. Michael Goldberg, the center fielder, leading it off. Zach Geloff batting second, playing second. He's in the on-deck circle. 1-1 pitch. That's right there with the fastball. 1-2 to the right-handed hitter. Kyle McCann will be the designated hitter batting third. Kyle McCann, the DH. Kolek working pretty quickly. 1-2 pitch. Hit towards shortstop. Base hit. Just to the left and out of the reach of Caballero. Base hit for Michael Goldberg. Each team gets the leadoff man on here in the first inning. Single left center by Goldberg. And there's one on, nobody down for Zach Geloff. J.J. Schwarz will catch this evening, and he will bat cleanup. J.J. behind the dish and batting in the four spot. Tyler Soderstrom is at first base, and he'll bat fifth. Tyler Soderstrom is at first. Logan Davidson batting sixth, playing the sixth spot. Logan is at short. And Brett Harris, third baseman, batting seventh. Brett at third, made that good play a moment ago. Pitch high and in to Geloff for ball one to Zach, 1-0. Shane Selman, who pitched last night, bless his heart. Man, he took one for the team. Right fielder batting eighth is Shane Selman. And Marty Bikina batting ninth in left field. Bikina in left rounds it out. 1-0 pitch. Up away. Boy, got off the glove of Anchia, but not very far. He retrieves. Two balls and no strikes to count. Zach at 279. He has 12 home runs, 57 driven in. Talking with Bobby earlier today about Zach and doing a piece for the Oakland A's pregame tomorrow. Pitch called strike in the outside edge, 2-1. Kind of kidded. I think Zach Geloff is basically before this year hadn't missed a game since, gosh, maybe T-ball and maybe not even then. Tough thing to get used to. Of course, you hope it doesn't happen ever again, but everybody goes through the injuries, of course, part of the game. And Zach, again, missing about 10 weeks. And this is his first full professional season, so obviously frustrating. But boy, the A's, I know Bobby really likes what they see in Zach Geloff. Two balls, one strike. Pitch swung on a big high chopper to third base, and that'll be handled there by Rizzo. Goes to second. Boy, just in time. No way to get Geloff. Very close play. Michael Goldberg making sure he was called out, and he was. Close play. That was a long high hop, and Rizzo made the play in a good strong throw to second base. Unroh covering the bag. 5-4 goes the putout. One man down with one on, and here's Kyle McCann. Goldberg, Geloff, and McCann up top. Schwarz, Soderstrom, and Davidson in the middle of the order. And Harris, Selman, and Bikina rounded out. That lineup facing Stephen Kolek, originally a Dodgers draft choice, former Aggies from Texas A&M. Pitch up and away for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Steven making his 25th appearance and 25th start. He has been on here all year in a five-man rotation for the Travs. Pitch swung on, looped in the air, left field side toward the line. Fair or foul? The question, foul ball out of the reach of DeLoach, who made a good run after it but ran out of room. One ball, one strike. Steven Kolek, and there's nothing wrong with a 4.94 ERA. In fact, it puts you in the top 10 in the league these days. That's kind of changed over the course of the years. Kolek, in fact, ranks 7th in the league at 4.94. But he's given up only 120 hits in 124 innings, so he's under that number. The walk's a little high. He's walked 62, and that bumps the whip up. And, of course, that often in turn will mean a slightly higher ERA. 62 walks, 118 strikeouts, so pretty much a 2-to-1 ratio. 5-12, so, well, he has been a hard luck pitcher in terms of wins and losses. One on, one man down, and a 1-1 count. Kyle McCann waits from the left side. Classic upright stance, hands a little bit below shoulder levels. He sets up, swings and fouls it back, and it's one ball and two strikes. Copa Knight, so it is the Matamuscus de Medessa against the Diamantes de Arkansas. I like that, Diamantes, that's cool. Boy, and their color scheme is, man, it's bright. One ball and two strikes, a pitch, big swing and a miss. And Kyle out on strikes. So two men down here in the bottom of the first inning. No score. Base runner is Zach Yelop. And here's J.J. Schwartz. The Diamantes uniforms, the jerseys have a red body and the sleeves cut off at the shoulder with green on the sleeves off outside the main body of that bright red jersey. Backup pitch is a called strike. The numerals and the lettering yellow. And the caps have green and, well, they've got a yellow front. Rest of the cap green. And I think red brims. Wow, boy, that's a lot of colors going on. Pitch down and away for a ball. One ball, one strike. Looks like modern art. Rockhounds, who are the Matamuscus tonight with the dark blue jerseys, the green sleeves, bright lime green. Very colorful stuff tonight. Swinging a foul out of play, and it's 1-2 to J.J. Schwartz at 3-19, 7 home runs and 34 driven in. Zach Gelof is the base runner with two men down. No score. Bottom half of inning number one. Travelers threaten in the first, and, well, they've done more than threaten in this series for sure. Swinging a pop foul out of play, so J.J. hangs in there at a ball and two strikes. Kolek, by the way, came to Seattle via trade from the Dodgers. Originally drafted by L.A., he was an 11th rounder, 2018, out of A&M. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Got him. Called third strike of the knees, outside corner. J.J. didn't care for it. Of course, he's the Rockhounds catcher tonight, so he will make a note of that and will insist one way or another that his guy gets that same call. But a strikeout, good pitch by Kolek, and he rings up J.J. looking. So each team gets a base runner in the first inning, but neither team puts a run on the board. After one, our broadcast is brought to your way by Village Car Wash. And one inning in the books, we are scoreless.
Spring forward into faster internet, more savings, and more choices from Suddenlink. Visit Suddenlink.com to get reliable, high-speed 300 meg internet for just $29.99 a month. If that doesn't put a spring in your step, you'll also get 3 full months of HBO Max, a $50 Visa prepaid card, and a free Wi-Fi extender for whole home coverage. So you can even get internet in those hard-to-reach places. Plus, as part of Optimum Flexibility, there are no contracts or hidden fees. And the grass gets greener when you combine with Optimum Mobile for even more savings. Now you can do more of what you love with our reliable 300 meg internet for just $29.99 a month. So spring your savings into action and sign up at Suddenlink.com or call 800-972-5757 for new residential customers. Reflect auto pay discount. Taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. Not transferable and not available in all areas. Wired connection up to 300 meg. Speed, availability, pricing, offers, and terms vary by area. After promo, HBO Max subscription is $14.99 per month. 90 days of continuous service required for gift cards. Allow 4 to 6 weeks for delivery. Additional terms apply. See Suddenlink.com for details. We know a place where you can find bacon, blue cheese, and ranch all together. And that place could be in your hands. Picture this. You're holding the new Whataburger Bacon Blue Cheeseburger. Made to order with two fresh all-beef patties, crispy bacon, blue cheese crumbles, grilled onions, and our own peppercorn ranch. This is one of my favorite places. And actually, they're in my mind right now. Whataburger's all-new Bacon Blue Cheeseburger. Just like you like it. For a limited time at participating locations.
In the top half of the second inning, Jack Larson to lead it off for Arkansas. Cade Marlowe and Jose Caballero to follow against Jack Cushing. And a right-hander going back to work against the left-handed hitting Jack Larson. First pitch swing, ground ball, second baseman. Geloff is right there, drops it, picks it up, throws to first for the out. Well, he was right there. He just kind of dropped the ball for a moment. So it is one up, one down again on one pitch. The Travs, boy, Unroe in particular, very aggressive again. Riley last night, just a crazy night. He went five for his first six. He then drew a walk his last time up. That was against Shane Selman, the outfielder pitching. Here's Cade Marlowe, swings and sends one into shallow left center field. That'll drop for a base hit, and this guy is really a good base runner. So Marlowe, first pitch swing. And he sends one into shallow left center field. And one would think he got a right-hander on the mound. And boy, Marlowe runs like the wind, has 33 steals, has been caught eight times on the year. And here is Caballero now, the shortstop. Okay, third in the league in stolen bases, although there is an asterisk attached there, at least to the league leader. Pitch to the outside corner, called strike to Caballero, the shortstop, 0-1. Esturi Ruiz of San Antonio still leads the league in stolen bases. He hasn't played in San Antonio in 2 months. Stole 37 bases before being promoted fairly early on. Pitch, called strike of the knees. Now it goes 0-2. J.J. Schwarz, I would guess, behind the plate, at least thinking to himself, okay, you got me on that location a moment ago now. My guy gets it too. 0-2 the count to Caballero. Marlowe, not going. Pitch, low and outside for a ball, 1-2. Caballero at 186, has a home run and five driven in. He's missed some time on the injured list on the year, has the right-handed hitting shortstop. Cushing comes set. Marlowe edging, not going. Pitch, well, attempted, didn't go. They appeal. Now, he didn't swing at it. The pitch was very, very close from what we can, you know, based on the strike call on JJ a couple of moments ago. Couldn't have missed by a whole bunch. Two balls, two strikes. Jose Caballero, Panama City, Panama is his home. 2-2 pitch. Sends it right side, base hit. Boy, really good AB. Marlowe will stop at second base. Caballero really almost just volleyed that, a little inside-out swing. Didn't try to do too much with it with two strikes in the count, so it's two men on and one man down. Caballero with a really good AB. Third base hit for the Travs, and here is Jake Anchia. He is the catcher. Jake at 220 has two on with one man down. Four home runs, 39 driven in for the Floridian. Pretty well straight away in the box. Pitch by Cushing, and that's sent back up the middle. Here is Logan Davidson. He will make the play. Steps in the bag, off-balance throw, and not going to get him at first. Ball was really kind of a knuckleball. Logan got to it, got the runner going to second, Caballero. So that's six unassisted, second out of the inning. And again, a runner at third base, first and third in this case. As Anchia beat the attempted double play. And now here is Tanner Kerwer with a chance to put the Travs on the board. First and third, two men down, no score in the top half of the second inning. Tanner, right-handed hitter, he's the center fielder. Cushing with a pitch, looking to bunt, or at least bluffed it. Draws the bat back, takes high in for a ball, one ball, no strikes. Tanner Kerwer at 231 on this season. I wanted to mention it a couple of times earlier in the series. Alberta native is Tanner Kerwer takes just inside. Aggressive fastball stayed off the inside part of the plate. Two balls, no strikes. Sherwood Park, Alberta. Former Blue Jays farmhand, in fact. Two balls, no strikes. First and third, two men down. Pitched by Cushing, low and away, ball three. Well, you got the two things here. You have first and third, two down. You have the number nine hitter at the plate, and you've got the hottest hitter on planet Earth, or at least a good portion of it, on deck. Riley Unruh, top of the order. 3-0 pitch from Jack. Swung on and lifted high in the air. My goodness, and the nine guy is swinging at a 3-0 with Unruh on deck. Oh, my goodness. Well, okie doke. Fly ball out. Center field. Michael Goldberg handles it. Boy, that is one interesting at bat right there. Again, Unruh is six for his last seven, and he's on deck. But Tanner swung at it. Fly ball out to center field. So no runs on a couple of base hits. No errors, and two men are left on base. So again, Arkansas threatens but comes up empty. We go to the bottom of the second. Village Car Wash score. Hounds and Travelers, no score.
Synergy Cinema and Entertainment. As much fun as you can pack under one roof. Synergy features blockbuster movies, and dinner and drinks can be delivered right to your luxury reclining seats. A fully loaded arcade, from the classics to cutting-edge immersive VR. Unleash your inner skills in a fun, fast-paced game of laser tag and crazy cool bowling lanes right next to food and a full bar. Find your fun at Synergy Entertainment. For showtimes, tickets, and more, go to synergy.com.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment, made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
The Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry. And the Midland Reporter-Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the O&G news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com, the Midland Reporter-Telegram, delivering life every day.
For the Hounds, first baseman Tyler Soderstrom will lead off the second inning. Logan Davidson and Brett Harris will follow. No score. Stephen Kolek, right-hander, facing the left-handed hitting first baseman. Tyler hitless last night, but with an RBI and a sacrifice fly. Takes a called strike, and it's 0-1. A little over 3 weeks now on board with the Hounds for the high A's prospect. Takes down and in, one ball, one strike. Tyler has gotten some great reviews on his work at first base. That's a definite possibility for him. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Sent foul toward the Arkansas dugout. Well, I guess if you can't beat him, scare him. Got a couple of guys off the railing. One ball and two strikes. Pretty sure that was unintentional. Yeah. One ball and two strikes. Here's the stretch. Pitch on the way and a little loop route toward third, and leaping and making the catch nicely is Rizzo. Boy, they really had Soderstrom played perfectly. Rizzo almost playing shortstop there. Joe, well, when I said leap, that's probably a bit of an exaggeration. He did, however, leave his feet a little bit to make that catch on the soft line drive, so it's one man down. And Logan Davidson, the batter. Logan, switch hitter, batting from the left side against the right-hander. Kolek delivers and drops one down and away for ball one, a ball and no strikes. Travelers threatening in each of the first two innings. They've had a runner as far as third base. Rockhound's got a leadoff single in the first. 1-0 pitch way down and into the shoe tops. Two balls and no strikes. And for Kolek, the only number that really isn't right where you would want it to be. In fact, he's just a tinge under a strikeout per inning. A little bit under a hit per inning, but has walked 62 batters, as we said. So that whip at 1.47. Delivers just off the corner there. Three balls, no strikes, pitch just outside. Brett Harris waiting on deck. Kolek looks in, has the sign. Right-hander with a turn in the 3-0. Way up and away, ball four. Now Logan Davidson, now that's a walk, of course. That's not a base hit, but boy, his I mean, his last two and a half, 3 weeks have just been just crazy. Went through that miserable stretch, 5 for 63, then got hits in six consecutive at-bats. Had more hits in six ABs than he had in 17 games. And the thing that I meant to mention again last night is Brett Harris takes down and away, ball one, so five in a row out of the zone. Baseball so cruel. Before Logan went on again, got in the slump, everybody, happens to everybody, nobody's immune to him. He was on an eight-game hit streak, hitting better than 400. Crazy. One ball, no strikes. Pitch, that'll get there. Knee high, outside edge. Three, make it one ball, I'm sorry, and one strike. One and one to count. Fastball at 92. Perfectly placed. One on, one down, no score, second inning. Kolek ready. Pitch to Brett, down and away. That got back to the screen. That's one of those 50-50 deals. That'll be a wild, it'll be a wild pitch. And really, I think probably Jake Anchia would tell you that he probably thinks he should have blocked it. I think you have to certainly credit it. It is a wild pitch, don't get me wrong. But that's one of those that Anchia got the glove on, just didn't get quite enough of it. So on the wild pitch, runner in scoring position with one man down, and a 2-1 count to Brett. Was held hitless last night, did draw a walk. Last 22 games, though, Brett hitting .329. Average has been down, production up overall in the second half. There are always things in the game of baseball that you just find intriguing, just trends and what is considered important and what you look at. And of course, we have so many stats now. Here's the 2-1 pitch, and that's rolled out towards shortstop. Caballero will make that play. Throws a little high, but it's nicely handled off the bag. Shiner will make the catch and tag. A good play by the first baseman. Caballero's throw sailing on him a little bit. And now Shane Sellman with runner in scoring position and two down. His batting average compared to, we should look at run production. I think batting average is getting the short end of the stick, though, because, you know, you if you hit 300, you're going to do good things. Higher the batting average, probably the more good things you do. Pitch right down the middle, called strike, and it's 0-1 to Shane Sellman. Well, I tell you, his arm is sore today, but I doubt it. He only throws about 46 from the mound. But he pitched the ninth inning last night, and boy, just did the really did the team a service. The 0-1 stretch and the pitch, and that's going to miss inside for a ball. Talking with Stephen Davis, voice of the Travs. Former voice of the Northwest Arkansas Naturals as well. Stephen, one of the really good guys in our ship of fools, as I call us. I'm the dean, so I can do that. And I mean it, of course, with love and affection. Here's the 1-1 pitch, and that ball sliced foul out of play. Stephen was saying, you know, you see position players pitching. It's not unusual in the major leagues. And filling an inning or so, don't know if it's a good thing or not. In the minor leagues, it becomes, especially now, with the very strict limitations on pitches and innings. It's a must at times. It just becomes a necessity. The 1-2, tempted, did not go. Count is 2-2 to Shane. He pitched last night for the third time on the season. And ERA went up. He had an ERA of 9 going into last night. It's 27 now. They scored 7 runs on him, but again, that's just doing a favor for the team. 2-2 pitch, little chopper toward third. This is going to be a tough play if it stays fair. That ball's going to dribble. That's a fair ball. That is a base hit. Well, you know what? If anybody on planet Earth deserves that, it's got to be Shane Sellman. He pitched last night, and he gets a base hit on just a little bouncer. That baseball and base runner Logan Davidson arrived at third base all about the same point. So Shane with a dribbler up the third base line for a base hit. To third base is Logan Davidson. First and third for Marty Bikina. And Jake Anchia, the catcher, going to go out for a visit. So mound visit number one. Got to go back and look it up. We talk quite often. It's one of my favorite, really my favorite game, one of two, I think, probably all-time favorites other than the playoff games along the way. Of course, those are special. But that 21-inning game all the way back in 2004, Nelson Cruz broke a five-all tie in the 21st inning on that night. I was talking with Bobby about that today. Here's Marty McKenna, big swing and a miss, 0-1. And I mention it only for this reason. In that game, and I've got to find the box score, but I'm 92% sure I'm correct, there were no position players that pitched in that game. 21 innings. Different time, space, and dimension. 0-1 stretch. Pitch swung on, ground ball down the line, and it is knocked down, but that's all for Rizzo. That should be a base hit and an RBI. Sharply hit ball. Rizzo got a glove on it. Joe may have saved a run. If nothing else, he saved it from being a double in second and third. RBI for Marty Bakita, and the Rockhounds on top here, 1-0. As Logan Davidson comes across to score, and Michael Goldberg to the plate. Well, that is a really good play by Rizzo. That ball was sharply hit. So, Rockhounds have a 1-0 lead. First and second, the base runners. Michael Goldberg singled to lead off the bottom of the first. He's at the top of the order tonight. 2-1, two out. Kolek's pitch swung on and fouled away off to the right out of play. Sky has actually cleared a little bit above the ballpark. He's watching the flight of that ball and look up, and you actually see a little tinge of a sunset. Again, game delayed tonight. Started right about 7:41 or so. 0-1 pitch. Looper out towards shortstop. Caballero will glove the soft line drive. So Michael Goldberg, soft liner out to the shortstop. But the Rockhounds on the board. A run on a couple of base hits. No errors and two men are left on. After two, Village Car Wash score. Hounds on top, 1-0.
Aldridge Gardens is Midland's largest and most comprehensive lawn and garden center. Aldridge serves all of your landscape and outdoor living needs with degreed horticulturists and Texas certified nursery professionals on staff. And we offer a complete nursery and garden center. In fact, many of our bedding plants, hanging baskets, and trees are homegrown. Aldridge Gardens, in business and trusted by the Permian Basin since 1987, on Fairgrounds Road in Midland, or visit aldridgegardens.com.
At All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram truck headquarters. We have half tons, three quarter tons, one tons, and more. Two and four wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the completely new 2022 Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandDodge.com. That's All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
Top of the third on a cloudy, but actually rather right now, rather comfortable Friday evening. Second half of this six-game series. Boy, if there was a team that, well, of course you don't have halftime in baseball, but if there's a team that could have used one, it's the Rockhounds. My goodness, Arkansas, we said in the top of the broadcast, 46 runs in basically 2.5 games. Well, of course, great thing about baseball, you play a whole bunch of games and you're going to start 0-0, pretty sure. Top of the order, well, here's a Riley Unruh. Does he swing at the first pitch? Place your bets, place your bets. Pitch by Cushing, up, takes it, called strike, 0-1. And he walked against Shane Selman last night, but again, Shane, you know, you throw 43 and you can't be expected to control it. Kidding. 0-1 pitch. Swing and a high fly ball right field. This is well struck. This is high and deep. This ball's got a chance to do damage, and that is one is really hauled in. My goodness, over the shoulder against the wall. Shane Selman, hello, how are you? Center fielder Michael Goldberg, who was over to back him up on the play, goes over, follows over all the way over, and gives him the glove to glove five. Going to watch it again here. He turned, and I thought maybe turned to play it off the wall. Nope, over the shoulder, and I mean no room against that wall. Terrific catch in right field. Boy, Riley Unruh, check your wallet. You just got pickpocketed here in West Texas. Pitch high to Joe Rizzo for ball one. Marvelous play by Shane Selman. So one man down, some hard-hit baseballs by Arkansas early. 1-0 pitch, and that'll get there over the inside edge. One ball and one strike. Well, he pitched last night, and again, took one for the team, but he has a little roller for a base hit and a terrific defensive play tonight for Shane Selman. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Swung on and looped. Foul ball. Harris, long run, over the shoulder, dives, and he catch it! He did! Went everywhere! airborne and hung on to it. Marvelous play by Brett Harris. Oh, man, that's a work of art. That is a gorgeous play. I mean, he went full tilt airborne horizontal to the ground, and he hauled it in. That's one of those. That ought to get a round of applause on the replay. That is that good. Crosses the foul line. Airborne hauls it in. My goodness. Yeah, and you hear the crowd react. That's reacting to the replay. That's as good a play at third base as I think you'll see anywhere tonight. I mean, anywhere. Pitch to Zach DeLoach down low for a ball 1-0. Foul ground and a spectacular play by Brett Harris. So two away, and boy, back-to-back, terrific defensive plays. DeLoach waits, delivery swung on, popped up. This is shallow left center field. I think it's going to be Bikina, and Marty's got it. Well, that is a 1-2-3 inning, and that will bring me to a stat on the other side of this break. But that is a 1-2-3 inning that was fashioned on absolutely exceptionally good defense. Two plays, well, maybe as good as you'll see. And again, that play by Brett Harris, absolutely so. And Selman, brilliant over the shoulder. We go to the bottom of the third. Village Car Wash score, Hounds 1, and the Travelers nothing.
Saltgrass Steakhouse is the place for a great steak. Why? Because they only serve the best certified Angus beef. A Saltgrass steak is unmatched, unrivaled, and unbeatable when it comes to flavor. Each tender steak is seasoned with a perfect blend of 7 spices, grilled over an open flame, and topped with seasoned steak butter. Taste the certified Angus beef difference today at Saltgrass Steakhouse.
Imagine, you walk into work, turn on your computer, and are met with a message telling you that all your files are now encrypted. Your company has just been hit with ransomware. Every 14 seconds, a new organization will fall victim to ransomware. These and other cyber attacks cost businesses more than $75 billion a year. More than half of these attacks go undetected by antivirus software. Protect your business before it's too late. Call Hilliard Office Solutions for a free security review.
Well, the Rockhounds slapped some serious leather in the top half of the third inning. And so the Travelers go in order in the third. That's the first time they've gone in order in this ballgame. And I mention that for this reason. Went back, and it's really easy math. It's not like it took any time at all, but in their last 9 games, the San Antonio series and the first 3 of this series, the Rockhounds' opponents have had at-bats in 78 innings and have gone in order before that inning 9 times out of 78, which is an incredibly low number. That means base runners on in 69 of 78 innings. First pitch swing, ground ball to third off the bat of Zach Geloff. Rizzo makes the play, and just in time, nicely handled at third base by Joe Rizzo. Boy, good defense all the way around. So Zach Geloff bounces out on the first pitch of the bottom half of the third. Good play by the Travs third baseman, and one man down. So through 3 innings here in the last 81 innings, the opposition has gone in order just 10 times. So basically, that's once per game. Pretty much, anyway. Pitch called strike to Kyle McCann, and it's 0-1. And remember, the Hounds in those 9 games, painful as though it may be, are 2-7. The 0-1 pitch, swing and a miss. Kyle chasing one down and away. Count is quickly 0-2. Struck out his first time, did the Hounds' designated hitter. Really playing to pull, do the Travelers. The third baseman, Rizzo, playing shortstop, basically. And a swing and a miss for a 3-pitch whiff. I mentioned Rizzo's the third baseman. He's basically playing shortstop. And after the strikeout, of course, the Travs go around the horn. Catcher Jake Anchia, that's about as long a throw as you ever want to see, to starting around the horn. He had to throw it to shortstop, basically. It was Rizzo, the third baseman, but he was playing it short in terms of positioning. Two up, two down, and here's J.J. Schwarz. Takes down and away for a ball, 1-0. 1-0 ball game. Hilliard IT Solutions trivia coming up. An oddity. Boy, the stuff we count in baseball, we'll share with you. Swinging a high pop-up, right side. Second baseman, Unroe. He's got plenty of time and room, and the Hounds will go very quietly here, beginning with a good play by Rizzo at third base. So both teams go up and down in order in this third inning. We'll give you a game summary, a little trivia coming up. We have played three innings. Momentum Bank Ballpark, you get a little bit of a delayed start tonight, but we are playing baseball, and after three, Hounds on top, Village Car Wash score, Rockhounds 1, Travelers nothing.
After my first car accident, I feared the biggest damage would be to my wallet. I expected a mountain of bills and a long, drawn-out process. But my Texas Farm Bureau insurance agent was there when I needed her and helped me get back on my feet and in my car in no time. Instead of a hassle, I got reassurance and a quick recovery.
Coverage and discounts are subject to qualifications and policy terms and may vary by situation.
At Village Car Wash, we have one goal: to make your vehicle look its very best. And we've been doing it since 1969, more than 50 years. Village Car Wash also offers fuel, complete detailing, and 14-point oil changes. You'll find us at 604 Andrews Highway, open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5, and Saturdays from 8 to 4. The best in the business for more than 50 years. Village Car Wash, Midland's first car wash.
Thanks for joining us for Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds. This game summary is brought to you by Oxy.
Hounds on top in this game, 1-0. We go to the top half of the fourth inning. For the Arkansas Travelers, no runs on three base hits. The game has been errorless and, boy, extremely well played, in fact. For the Rockhounds, one run on three base hits. We go to the top of the fourth, and Jake Shiner leads it off. Outstanding run producer, and he takes just low and away for ball one. Shiner, in fact, I don't know that you'd say robbed, but Red Harris made a really good catch on a line drive toward the line with a man on in the first inning off Shiner's bat. Then made that brilliant play just a short while back. Swinging a foul back, and it's one ball, one strike. Fourth game of a six-game series. Teams play tomorrow at 7, Sunday afternoon at 2. Tomorrow, by the way, Fireworks will follow the game. One ball, one strike. Jack delivers, and Cushing's pitch swung on and missed. It's one ball, two strikes. Travelers have not only won the first three games of this series, they have done it in stunning fashion, outscoring the Hounds by scores of 8-0, 16-11, and 22-5. And yet tonight, 1-0. There you go. One ball, two strikes. Pitch from Cushing. Breaking ball. Got him. Swing and a miss. First strikeout for Jack. As Cushing had him really reaching, Shiner swinging and missing. One man down here in the fourth inning. Rockhounds get the RBI and a single by Marty Bikina. He drove in Logan Davidson in the second inning. Travs have threatened. The Hounds so far have denied. Pitch down low to Jack Larson for ball one. One ball, no strikes to the left-handed hitter. Bounced out to second baseman Zach Geloff his first time up. Well, a lot of guys have been great success, though, against the Rockhounds overall, and certainly in this series. It's a called strike. It's 1-1. These teams met at Dickie Stevens Park in North Little Rock first week of August. Now a month later meeting here. Here's the pitch on the way by Cushing, fouled straight back, 1-2. Teams split those three. Travs, as mentioned, have won the first three here. Jack Larson came into this game 10-for-25 in the series between the two ball clubs. That's 400 average, 0-for-1 in this game. Left-handed hitter, guy who got his big league debut this year. The 1-2 pitch. Boy, just up and in. He didn't go around upon appeal. Pitch was pretty close. Two balls and two strikes to count. Both teams are in second place, tied for second in their respective divisions, but the scenario is a little different. Here's the 2-2 pitch by Cushing, and that's down low, ball three. The Travelers are tied with Springfield, but six games behind Wichita with 15 to go. And Wichita and Springfield, a really good game going on. We'll catch you up on the other scores momentarily. Here's the 3-2. Down low, ball four. So Jack Larson draws a walk. First base on ball is issued by Jack Cushing. One on, one away, and here is Cade Marlowe. Singled his first time up. Rockhounds tied with Amarillo one game behind Frisco. Despite the recent woes for the Hounds, of course, they led the division for a long while. But one game back. Now, Frisco is all over Amarillo, but that game, again, is at Hodgetown. The boy stuff just changes so rapidly, or can. There is a swing and a miss. Marlowe comes up empty 0-1. At Springfield, and the Cardinals really have to win the next three over Wichita beginning tonight, but they lead 1-0. Wichita is just one hit through five innings. 1-0 game, Cardinals leading Wichita. Swinging a foul away into a darkening night sky, and the count is 0-2. They are in the top of the sixth, but that's when you say that. Wichita has now loaded the bases, just got their second base hit of the game. They've loaded the bases with one man down, so keep an eye on that. And Frisco leads Amarillo 8-1, but they're only in the fourth at Hodgetown. Pitch outside for a ball, one ball and two strikes. Make sure that's right. Is that they've been starting earlier, but apparently not on this evening. Might have been delayed up there as well. 8-1, Frisco leading Amarillo. One ball, two strikes. Marlowe waits, left-handed hitter. Cushing's pitch, fouled back to the screen. Still a 1-2 count. Jack Cushing making his 17th start for the Hounds. Came in with 91 and a third innings in the books. 100 base hits. Only 27 walks, though, so the whip at 1.39. Very good. Opposition hits 272 against the right-hander. The 1-2 stretch and pitch. Down and in. Two balls, two strikes. Travs have largely been very aggressive. Not, of course, not every at-bat, but have largely been that way. Marlowe is singled on the first pitch in the second inning. He has a 2-2 count here and has fouled one away. 2-2 pitch from Cushing. Ball hit in the air, left center field. Ball is hit high and pretty deep, but I think with room, and it's Bikina who will make the play. Marty in deep left center field. Retreating to first base is Jack Larson. Ball hit way high in the night sky and traveled almost to the track. Two men down for Jose Caballero. Caballero had a terrific at-bat his first time up. He got down in the count 0-2 with one on and one out. That was following the Marlowe single. And on a 2-2 pitch, he just punched it into right field the opposite way. Swings and misses here. Comes up empty at a big rip there. And no balls in one strike. Base runner is Jack Larson, reaching on a walk. One on, two out. 1-0 Rockhounds in the top of the fourth inning. Delivery to the corner, down and away from Jack. One ball and one strike to count. Caballero now 2-for-9 in the series. He did not play when the teams last met. He was on the injured list at the time. 1-1 pitch up high. Throw behind the runner. Boy, a little high and wide. Tyler Soderstrom, good reaction to make that play. J.J. Schwartz. J.J. likes to do that. He threw behind the runner, and he's serious when he does. That sailed on him a little bit. And a good play by Tyler at first base. Two balls, one strike to Caballero. One on and two men down in the fourth. Cushing set, Jack's pitch, swung on, hit high in the air, shallow right field. I believe that's going to be Shane Selman drifting in, he's got it for the out. So a base on balls, but nothing to go with it. Baseball is the craziest game sometimes on, well, this may be any planet. 46 runs in 24 innings for Arkansas. And as we go to the bottom half of the fourth inning in this game, our Village Car Wash score, the Rockhounds 1, and the Travelers nothing.
VIP Sports Getaway has an unforgettable experience in store for Dallas Cowboy fans. Enjoy the trip with friends and let VIP Sports Getaway take care of the rest. Our packages include your game ticket, hotel accommodations, transportation, and the ultimate Bill Bates tailgate party. It's a private, all-inclusive party with a catered meal and beverages directly across from the stadium. To find out more about our Cowboys packages, visit VIPSportsGetaway.com.
They say consistency is the key to success. they weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Bottom half of the fourth inning, 1-0 Rockhounds. Tyler Soderstrom will be followed by Logan Davidson and Brett Harris. I'm a big fan of the movie For Love of the Game. Kevin Costner playing Billy Chappell, the wonderful Detroit Tigers pitcher. Of course, Costner, he can sell a baseball movie pretty well, okay? Never seen that movie, by the way. He plays a pitcher named Billy Chappell, and Costner threw every one of the pitches in that movie. That's really him. And, well, he sells it, but he threw several hundred pitches in that film. Man, his right arm's probably longer than the left. Here is Tyler Soderstrom, and he takes a strike over the inside edge, 0-1. In that movie, the character Billy Chappell explains to his love interest in the movie that in baseball, we count everything. He says it's all we do. Pitch swung on and ripped up the middle, but they got him played. Perfectly picked by Caballero for the out, the throw to first base in time. Boy, that was a one-hop rocket. Now, Caballero was playing it perfectly, give part of it to the iPad, but the iPad doesn't use a baseball glove. That was a one-hop rocket picked clean by Caballero. And a good throw to get Tyler. So Soderstrom is out on a, well, there have been two or three or four really good plays in this game. Well, I don't know who had time to count this, but somebody did. So we'll ask you a little question about an oddity swing and a foul straight back. Logan Davidson walked and scored the game's only run his first time up. It was on this date, for the first time in Major League history, four games ended 1-0. Both leagues combined. Bouncing ball, first base. That will be an easy play for Shiner. He will underhand to the pitcher covering, and Kolek gets there in plenty of time. 3-1 goes to put out, so Logan retired this time. Two down for Brett Harris. Boy, did he bring his glove to work tonight. So again, it sounded a little odd to me, so I went ahead and read the paragraph on it. First time in baseball history on this date, four games ended 1-0 on the same night. So what year was it? Now, Major League Baseball goes back to about 1888. Okay. Here's Brett Harris, first pitch, takes a strike to the knees, 0-1. So was it 1888, 1901, 1951, or 2001? First time ever, big league history, four games, ending 1-0 on the same date. Pitch up high for a ball, 1-1. Apparently Billy Chappell was right. In baseball, we really do count everything. Base is empty, two down, bottom of the fourth, 1-0 Rockhounds. Delivery backed up pitch, boy, that just missed. Might have dropped a little bit low. Pitch moved a ton, 2-2. Red right-handed hitter bounced out to shortstop his first time up. Jake Shiner made a good catch and tag at first. 2-1 pitch. We get there. Called strike 2-2. Steven Kolek giving up a run on three base hits. One walk, and wouldn't you know, the only walk he has offered up turned into the game's only run. 1-0, bottom of the fourth. Long way to go, of course, but boy, a whole different kind of game tonight. At least to this moment in time. I'll follow that up in a moment. 2-2 pitch, and that slice toward first and gloved easily by Shiner. Inside-out swing, soft line drive handled by Jake Shiner, and now that's seven in a row retired by Steven Kolek as the Rockhounds go in order here in the fourth inning. Trivia answer on the other side of the break. Again, first time ever in big league history on this date, four different games ending 1-0 on the same date. Was it 1888, 1901? 1951 or 2001. At Momentum Bank Ballpark, our broadcast brought you away by Village Car Wash, and our score of the game through four, Hounds 1, Travs nothing.
At H-E-B, we know that game day is about more than the game itself. The taste of victory is unparalleled, but so is the taste of H-E-B jalapeno poppers hot off the grill. Seeing the best players in their prime is truly something to behold. So is an H-E-B Prime 1 burger that you grilled to perfection. For low prices on all the things that make game day great and delicious, visit H-E-B, your official game day headquarters, or use the My H-E-B app to order curbside and start prepping for game day right away.
Olympus Properties offer luxury living in West Texas. one, two, and three-bedroom apartment homes featuring modern finishes and amenities, including resort-style pools, 24-hour fitness centers, tanning rooms, and more. Anatole on Briarwood in Midland brings it all together with an ideal location combined with contemporary, well-appointed apartment homes. Take a virtual tour, schedule an in-person visit, and look for our move-in specials, all at OlympusProperties.com. Your home, our passion, Olympus Properties.
To the top of inning number five, and it will be 8-9-1 in the Arkansas order. Jake and Chia will lead it off. Right-handed catcher, and Tanner Kerwer, and back to the top of the order for Riley Unruh. And Chia bounced into a fielder's choice his first time up. This is Jack Cushing. Right-hander's pitch settles in over the inside corner for a called strike one. And Jake, and of course, have no idea where this game will take us. And after the last three ball games, you don't even dare guess. Here's the 0-1 stretch and pitch. Swing and a miss. Boy, good breaking ball. And the count is 0-2. Now, this is a 1-0 game, but I remind you, what was it, two nights ago, it was a 2-2 tie in the top of the seventh. And the final score was 16-11. Rocky Town doing its best Hodgetown impression. So 1-0 in the fifth inning, but long way to go in this game, obviously, in a whole different bunch of ways. Pitch down and away for a ball that's 1-2. And Chia hitting 220. Jake 2-for-20 against the Rockhounds in the two series combined. One ball, two strikes to count. Stretch and pitch, a swing and a miss, and he got him. Boy, ran a good fastball away. Strikeout number two for Jack. And that'll bring up Tanner Kerwer. Well, this is just out of, just as a fan just looking. But Tanner was at the plate in the second inning with a 3-0 count. Now, he's the number nine hitter in the order, and the guy on deck is absolutely sizzling right now. There's a called strike in the knees, 0-1. And with two on and two out, he swung at the pitch, and he flew out to center field. I don't know. Number nine guy in the order. The 0-1 pitch, swing and a miss. Tanner comes up empty 0-2. And again, that's not aimed at Tanner Kerwer. That's just the situation. You got the number nine guy at the plate, two on, two out. And you've got the, you got Ty Cobb waiting on deck. Here's the 0-2 stretch and pitch. Swings a high pop foul. He got way up in the air, straight back out of play. Count 0-2. The aforementioned, well, it's not Ty Cobb, but it's Riley Unruh, and it's close enough lately. Tanner Kerwer, right-handed hitter, he's the center fielder. Here's the 0-2 pitch second time. Ground ball sharply hit. Going to be picked by Logan Davidson. Sets up, throws, and got him. Boy, good hustle by Kerwer. He just almost beat that thing. Sharply hit ball. Two up and two down. Well, the only reason I mention this trivia is because I'm astounded by it, at least in one sense when you think about it. First time ever in baseball history, Major League Baseball history, four games ended with a 1-0 score on the same night. Now, MLB goes back to about 1888. So that was our question. Was it 1888, 1901, 1951, or 2001? There's a called strike. Wow, Riley Unruh has taken the first pitch two consecutive at-bats. That hadn't happened often in this series. Here's the 0-1 stretch. Pitch, chopper, up the middle. Davidson behind the bag, makes the play, turns, throws, a little low, picked by Soderstrom for the out. So for the second time in this ball game, the Travelers go in order. When Jack Cushing, again, and he has had some exceptionally good defense behind him, but he's pitching a good game as well. So I honestly will answer that trivia question on the other side of our break. A quick inning here as the Travs will go in order. We are bound for the bottom of the fifth, midway through Friday Night Baseball. Village Car Wash score, Hounds 1, Arkansas nothing.
Hey, sports fans. Do you want astounding entertainment with the best technology at your fingertips? Get up to 1 gig internet and take on digital TV from Astound Broadband. Surf, stream, binge, or work from home with ultra-fast internet speeds. Watch all of your favorite shows or catch up on the shows you missed with digital TV. All from Astound. Get in the game by calling 1-800-4-ASTOUND. Experience speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Certain restrictions apply. Call Astound for details.
It's time to amp up the fun now during the Ford Summer Supercharged Sales Event. Get great offers on select Ford vehicles, and you'll not only bring back the fun, you'll supercharge it. So stop by the Summer Supercharged Sales Event at your Ford dealer and discover how Ford can take your summer to a whole new level. Not all models, trims, or features may be available. Contact your dealer for information.
Shane Selman coming to the plate. Tremendous defensive play just a short while back in this game, making an over-the-shoulder catch right against the wall in right field. Swings at the first pitch and fouls it straight back. Bottom half of the fifth underway. 8-9-1 in the Rockhounds order. Selman, Bikina, and Goldberg. Same spot in the order that the Travelers brought to the plate here in the fifth. 1-0 Rockhounds. 0-1 pitch. Boy, got there. Tough strike outside edge. And I mean, just got there. Well, I found it kind of astounding. Major League Baseball, it took 113 years, give or take. Pitch down, away, and back to the screen. I've always considered 1888 to kind of be the first year of Major League Baseball as we know it. In that case, it would have been 113 years before there were four games that ended 1-0 on the same date. Now, that's absolutely meaningless. But when you stop and think about it, that's remarkable. Swinging a high fly ball to right. Shane went down after that pitch and sends a towering little fly ball in a shallow right handle by Jack Larson for the out. Fly ball to right, one man down in the ninth. On this date in 2001, the Yankees beat the Red Sox. The Padres beat the Diamondbacks. The Astros beat the Brewers. That was, of course, a National League game at the time. And the Jays beat the Tigers, each by a 1-0 score. And that was the first time in Major League history, 113 years into it, that four games had ended 1-0 on the same date. The more I thought about it, the more astounding that became. Pitches a called strike, 0-1 to Marty Bikina. He has the game's only RBI, a base hit sharply hit at third that Rizzo knocked down. Rizzo actually may have saved a run. Pitch to Marty, just down and in for a ball. It's 1-1. Marty sent it down the left field line with two on and two men down, and Rizzo knocked it down. Here's the 1-1 pitch. And that was a swing and a foul back. Well, that dented something. One ball and two strikes. Said there have been some really good defensive plays in this game, and in fact, that one didn't lead to an out. But it sure kept runners from second to third and maybe from the second run scoring on the play. A swing and a miss. Boy, Marty really chased one down and away. So the strikeout for Kolek is his fourth. And chasing that slider well down and away. Two out now. Here's Michael Goldberg. He's 1-for-2. Led off the bottom of the first with a single. Chase Calabuig's done a really good job at the top of the order lately. The Rockhounds, I'm talking to Bobby today. Bobby Crosby saying that Max Schumann may be back tomorrow. Pitch down the way for ball 1-1-0. Max, of course, is just has those tremendous top of the order, kind of a profile for sure, but he's been sidelined for a while, hamstring. 1-0 pitch, just inside, ball 2. So Chase has been at the top of the order multiple times and several other guys kind of mixed in. But Max may be back tomorrow. 2-0 pitch, and that's going to be sent a little number out towards second base. Charging hard. Oh, he'll beat that out. Goldberg, base hit. Boy, just a little inside-out swing. Really got jammed on that pitch. And a little blooper. I thought he might be within Stephen Kolek's reach, but no, it was over his head, so it dropped basically in that little Bermuda triangle between the pitcher, the second baseman, and first baseman. Michael Goldberg is 2-for-3 with a little squibber out towards second base. He's got really good speed, so he beat it out. That's four base hits for the Hounds. Three is all for the Travs. Well, these teams, not a whole bunch of offense in this game. Some wonderful defense. And here's Zach Geloff. Zach 0 for 2. Makes a pitch down the middle for a called strike, 0-1. Now, either way, the two division leaders getting it done right now. Frisco has now taken a 12-1 lead at Amarillo. Even at Hodgetown, that's a long way to come back. Pitch to Zach, down and in for a ball. Well, Wichita was being shut out 1-0 on one hit. They have scored six times in the top of the sixth. They lead 6-1, although Springfield now has two on, but with two out. 6-1 Wichita. And the odds are getting pretty prohibitive, I think, on the wind surge in the north. The pitch down and away for a ball, 2-1. So it is the wind surge leading the Cardinals 6-1. They lead both Springfield and the Travs by six games. Corpus is winning again, 5-0 over San Antonio. That would be their sixth win in a row. Pitch, boy, tough called strike. Just got there knee high. That's a great pitch if it got there, and it did, 2-2. Kolek fastball at 91 down in the zone. Little run on it as well, and boy, just got there. 2-2 to Zach. 1-1, 2-out. Hounds leading 1-0 in the last half of the fifth inning. The pitch swung on and missed. So Kolek gave up the base hit, although that was just a little squibber was all it is off Michael Goldberg's bat. Kolek has really been strong since giving up the run in the second inning. So we played five. We'll total it up for you in a moment. Village Car Wash scored through five. The Hounds won at Arkansas nothing.
You know you want that smoky, tangy, sweet, and spicy sauced and tossed Wingstop. But you just brought a haul of groceries home from the store. It's cool. No one expects you to shop and cook in the same day. So let the flavor experts at Wingstop hook you up with mouth-watering wings, crispy tenders and thighs, fries and sides delivered right to your door. You can always cook tomorrow. That's why the fridge was invented. Get it delivered at Wingstop.com.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
You're listening to Texas League Baseball with the Rock Hounds. This game summary is brought to you by Suddenlink.
Well, you gotta love baseball. In the first three games of this series, and of course, remember, Arkansas scored most of them, but the teams have scored 62 runs in the first three games of this series. Arkansas with 46 of them. The Rockhounds have scored 16 runs in the first three games of the series and are 0-3. And as we go to the top of the sixth, 1-0 Rockhounds. Baseball, maybe more than any other game, of course, it can change from game to game so drastically. Swing at the first pitch, fly ball to left off the bat of Joe Rizzo. Marty Bikina is there to make the play. So one pitch, one swing, one fly ball to left. Joe Rizzo, well, he's 0-for-3 in the game, and he didn't have a hit taken away from him, but he had an at-bat that ended prematurely on that. He was popped it foul on the third baseline that Brett Harris made. Boy, as good a catch as we've seen all year. Diving and foul ground. I mean, man, guy went airborne. Ground ball and a couple of hops out to Logan Davidson. Makes the play. Throws to first. Got him. Two pitches. Two out. And here is Jake Shiner. So two up, two down. Look at he split slam bang here in the sixth. And again, the Traps, I would think, more often than not in this game. And through much of the first four games of this series have been aggressive at the plate. Jake Shiner is 0 for 2. He lined out sharply to Brett Harris. And that did save a run back in the first inning. Shiner takes. Fastball inside part of the plate for a strike, 0-1. Jack Cushing largely pitching to contact. One walk, two strikeouts. 0-1 stretch. Pitch, Shiner fouls that one away. And the count is 0-2 to the Travelers cleanup batter, first baseman. Right-handed hitter is Shiner with those 91 runs batted in. That is tremendous. The 0-2 pitch, tempted to go. They appealed, up, did not check swing. Dallas, one ball and two strikes. Shading up the middle a little bit to the Rockhounds with Zach Geloff at second base. 1-2 count, 1-2 pitch, and a chopper out towards shortstop. Logan Davidson to play the throw to first. And when we come back, I will tell you that is the first time, this is the first time for this particular stat in 10 days for the Rockhounds. Three up, three down, no runs, hits, or errors. Village Car Wash, bringing you Rockhounds baseball through 5.5. Hounds on top, 1-0.
Spring forward into faster internet, more savings, and more choices from Suddenlink. Visit Suddenlink.com to get reliable, high-speed 300 meg internet for just $29.99 a month. If that doesn't put a spring in your step, you'll also get 3 full months of HBO Max, a $50 Visa prepaid card, and a free Wi-Fi extender for whole home coverage. So you can even get internet in those hard-to-reach places. Plus, as part of Optimum Flexibility, there are no contracts or hidden fees. And the grass gets greener when you combine with Optimum Mobile for even more savings. Now you can do more of what you love with our reliable 300 meg internet for just $29.99 a month. So spring your savings into action and sign up at Suddenlink.com or call 800-972-5757 for new residential customers. Reflect auto pay discount. Taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. Not transferable and not available in all areas. Wired connected up to 300 megs. Speed, availability, pricing, offers, and terms vary by area. After promo, HBO Max subscription is $14.99 per month. 90 days of continuous service required for gift card. Allow 4 to 6 weeks for delivery. Additional terms apply. See Suddenlink.com for details.
Whataburger has been making breakfast for almost 40 years, and burgers for almost 70 years. So, making a breakfast burger with fresh 100% beef, a hand-cracked egg, bacon, cheese, hash browns, and our creamy pepper sauce seems kind of obvious, right? Of course it does. Now. The limited-time breakfast burger is back. Served 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. at Whataburger.
Three, four, five in the order. Kyle McCann leads it off. He's had a tough night against Stephen Kolek. He has struck out both times. Left-handed hitter takes outside for ball one. And the bottom of the sixth underway, 1-0. McCann, Schwarz, and Soderstrom facing Stephen Kolek, former Texas A&M star, takes up and away for a ball. Does Kyle 2-0. Jack Cushing has now retired Arkansas up and down 1-2-3. Three times in this game. That is the first time in nine games now, in 10 games, that the Hounds have accomplished that. Swing and a miss as Kyle chased one up and away, 2-1. Hounds had not retired the side in order more than twice in a game for the last nine. 2-1 pitch drops, low ball, 3. And again, I know that sounds like kind of an odd stat, but if you think about it, it's a lot of base runners. So Jack Cushing through 6. Very strong tonight. Pitch up high for ball, and Kyle McCann will draw a walk. So a leadoff base on ball. Second walk offered up by Stephen Kolek. That'll bring up J.J. Schwarz. J.J. 0-2. That didn't happen very often at all. On our Astound Communications, our Astound Broadband Road to the Show, this is one of my favorite notes in baseball history. It wasn't in the major leagues, wasn't anywhere near it, but really cool. Kolek's first pitch, down and away. Ball one, one ball, no strikes. All the way back in 1880, they played a night game. It was the first ever baseball game played in the night and under artificial lights. Pitch right there, called strike of the knees, 1-1. And I'm trying to imagine all of the work involved. It was played at a place called Strawberry Hill on Nantasket Beach in Hull, Massachusetts. That's an island, if the map I was looking at is correct. 1-1 pitch, called strike outside corner of the knees. Good pitch there by Kolek, who ran that just on the outside corner. Now, J.J. 0-2. One on and nobody down. Last of the sixth, 1-0 Rockhounds. Kolek from the stretch, right-hander comes set, delivers the 1-2. Ground ball out towards shortstop, going to be 2. Caballero steps in the bag, throws to first, and he got him. 6-3, double play. Boy, J.J. 0-3, that does not happen very often at all. He's been tremendous in getting on base. Quickly, 2 down in the sixth. So not only is this the first ever night game in baseball history, I mean, the effort that they took to transport stuff, they had three huge wooden light towers they brought in, had to hook that up in 1880. Pitch drops down low, ball one to Tyler Soderstrom. Tyler 0 for 3. Jose Caballero, the shortstop, made a terrific play to take a hit away from Tyler his last time up. One of the many defensive plays outstanding in this game. Pitch misses here, 2-0. But they hauled all these lights out to, again, at this island on Nantasket Beach, Hull, Massachusetts. And the teams were interesting. Here's the 2-0, and that's up high, ball three. They weren't really necessarily full-time baseball teams. They were employees of two retail competitors, Jordan Marsh and R.H. White. And they set this game up and had the three wooden towers erected. Pitch right down the middle, 3-0. There were three towers. They were 500 feet apart. The Northern Electric Light Company got it done in 1880. And then there was the game itself, the 3-1 pitch. Ground ball out toward the shortstop position, handled by the third baseman Rizzo, who was there. Throw to first is in time. So that'll be it's a ground out basically to the shortstop, but with the near shift, it's the third baseman Rizzo who makes the play. So no runs or hits. The walk does no damage, and we have played six. Village Car Wash score of our game. Rockhounds 1, the Arkansas Travelers nothing.
Synergy Cinema and Entertainment. As much fun as you can pack under one roof. Synergy features blockbuster movies, and dinner and drinks can be delivered right to your luxury reclining seats. A fully loaded arcade, from the classics to cutting-edge immersive VR. Unleash your inner skills in a fun, fast-paced game of laser tag and crazy cool bowling lanes right next to food and a full bar. Find your fun at Synergy Entertainment. For showtimes, tickets, and more, go to synergy.com.
The Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry, and the Midland Reporter Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the ONG news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com. The Midland Reporter Telegram, delivering life every day.
Oxy is proud to operate in the Permian Basin, where our teams are hard at work delivering the energy the world needs, safely, cleanly, and efficiently. We're honored to partner with the Rockhounds to recognize military veterans and service members at home games throughout the season. We salute these heroes for their sacrifices to keep us all safe and to protect our country. Visit Oxy.com to learn more about Oxy and how we zero in to make a difference in the communities where we live and work.
Top of the stretch inning, and Jack Larson will lead it off. Cade Marlowe and Jose Caballero will follow for Arkansas. The Diamantes de Arkansas against the Matamoscas de Modesto on this Copa night. We'll stick largely with Rockhounds and Travelers, this, of course, being radio. First pitch swing, another one, and Larson fouls it away. It's 0-1. That game all those years ago, 1880. Boy, that's a long time ago, isn't it? What, 142 years ago? A lot of effort to play a ball game. Pitch called strike at the knees. Boy, Cushing, rather, with a pitch right about knee-high. Quick 0-2 count to Larson. Jack is 0-1. He's bounced to second and walked in two trips. Left-handed hitter. Cushing's 0-2. Sails high for a ball. One ball, two strikes. Now, all of that, by the way, so a couple of teams made up of employees of two retailers could play a baseball game under the lights in 1880. Can't imagine what that must have looked like. The 1-2 chopped out towards second. Two hops. Letter high for Geloff. Flipped to first for the out. One down here in the seventh inning. Baseball, actually it's nationalpastime.com, I should say. They put this very subtly. Again, these were not exactly big league ball players. They were employees of a couple of department stores, basically, I'm guessing, Jordan Marsh and R.H. White. The game ended in a poorly played tie. It's a swing and a miss 0-1 is Cade Marlowe again. First pitch swinging comes up empty. He is singled and flown out to left center field. 1-for-2. If Marlowe gets on, remember, one of the top thieves in the league. 33 steals. 0-1 pitch. Takes down low. 1-1. Yes, a 16-16 tie. And they shut it down tied. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Tempted, did not go. 2-1. Mention, again, this whole Massachusetts is an island. The teams had to catch the last ferry boat to get home. So the game ended in the 16-16 tie. Didn't say anything about attendance. I would have been interested. Here's a 2-1. Swing and a miss. 2-2. And that's basically, I mean, there was organized baseball, pretty good amount of it in 1880. And then, of course, about 8 years later, basically the major leagues as we know them, the start of them. But a couple of department stores playing a game, the first ever night game in baseball history, 1880, on Strawberry Hill in Hull, Massachusetts. Swinging, that ball is ripped and way foul. That ball is out of the county, but it's about a quarter mile foul as well. 2-2 the count to Cade Marlowe. Left-handed hitter, outfielder by trade, designated hitter in this game. One out, seventh inning. Pitched by Cushing, high and away, ball three. Boy, it gets dicey right here. If you walk Cade Marlowe, there is a really good chance he's in scoring position before you can say, hello, how are you? 3-2. Marlowe waits. Kick and pitch by Cushing, and it's looped out toward left field, base hit. Boy, a little slicer-dicer. Marlowe would give a turn, and boy, he started to go for two. Boy, I love that aggression. Marlowe, out of the corner of his eye, saw that that was going to be a bit of a run for both left fielder Marty Bikina and center fielder Michael Goldberg, and he made a big, aggressive turn. Four hits now, just four hits for each team. Tying run is on, and Marlowe with 33 stolen bases. The batter is Jose Caballero. You've got to think Marlowe's running. Not on this pitch. Strike call to Caballero at the knees, 0-1. Brett Harris shaving the line at third and playing rather shallow. Middle infield, of course, would love to try to turn two. 0-1 count set by Jack. Cushing's pitch right there. Fastball at the knees, and the count goes 0-2. So Cade Marlowe has half of the hit total on the night for the Trabs. His second base hit has not run yet. A little surprising. 0-2 to Caballero. Set by Cushing. Marlowe not going. Pitch up and away for a ball. 1-2. Top of the seventh. Hounds 1. Travelers nothing. Rockhounds scoring the game's only run back in inning number 2. Trabs with one on and one man down. And the man on base is dangerous. The 1-2, not going. Pitch to Caballero. Line shot right back up the middle. That's a base hit. First and second, one man down. Well, five base hits in this ball game. Marlowe and Caballero have two each for Arkansas. Caballero, a couple of really good at-bats. Jose's two base hits have come on at-bats that each started 0-2. Now the Rockhounds are going to bring a... It's a players-only meeting. The entire infield and battery are meeting on the mound. So six guys on the pitcher's mound. If the pitching coach, Chris Smith, comes out, that's enough to get you a zip code. So the conversation breaks up. And it's two on, and it's one down, and here is Jake Anchia. Well, if the Traps come back and tie or better, of course, here in this inning. We give a ton of credit to Caballero, down in the count 0-2 twice in this game, and he's come back with base hits both times. Jake Anchia has bounced into a fielder's choice and struck out. Cushing comes set, comes to the plate. Roller out towards shortstop. Davidson makes the play. He's got to come to first. He does for the out. So, boy, the plot really thickens here. It's second and third with two men down. That ball was hit not very sharply, so Davidson, and he had to charge it, so he had no chance to make any other play than coming to first. And now here is Tanner Kerwer with Riley Unruh on deck. Two down, top of the seventh inning. tying, and go-ahead runs both in scoring position for the Travelers. Cushing comes set. Jack's pitch. Kerber to bunt. Popped it up, and the catch is made by Cushing. The inning is over. My goodness. A pop out on the bunt to the pitcher, and that's a good reaction by Cushing. He had to charge that ball and made the play. So take me out to the ball game time, and boy, that was an entertaining, if not pulse-quickening, top half of the seventh. Village Car Wash score, take me out to the ball game time. Rock Hounds 1 and Arkansas nothing.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
The seventh inning stretch and non-Googleable trivia are brought your way by Budweiser and by Michelob Ultra. It's only worth it if you enjoy it.
Our non-Googleable trivia tonight, and I'm going to try to make this, I'm going to try to stick to it here, just the Jeopardy theme time. I didn't get this. I invented the question, but I couldn't think of the answer. It was on this date that the Angels, in 1965, announced that they were going to move from Los Angeles to Anaheim. And in advance of that, they changed their name to the California Angels, okay? They became the second major league team to be named after an entire state. And I whiffed on it. I can't believe I did, but I did. The Angels on this date, in advance of their move from Los Angeles to Anaheim, became not the Los Angeles, but the California Angels. Second team ever, big leagues, to be named after an entire state. What was the first? What was the other one? The first one to be named after an entire state. Here we go. Bottom half of the seventh inning, Logan Davidson leads it off, and the first pitch to Logan will find the heart of the plate of the knees. Tough strike, 0-1. I can't believe I didn't remember the Minnesota Twins. New York came to mind, but of course the two New York teams are basically New York City. Swinging a foul out of play, and it's 0-2. Yep, the Minnesota Twins, and of course it was just, it hadn't been all that long, just a few years before that the Twins were born. Now you have Colorado, of course. If you guess them, I'd give you some credit on that, too. Here's a swing and a miss, boy, and a three-pitch whiff for Logan. Well, that's first in a little while for him. He's been on a terrific tear, but he's up and down on strikes. Six strikeouts now for Stephen Kolak, and the batter is Brett Harris. Well, Brett is 0-2, but made a really good defensive play that saved a run in the first inning and made the brilliant defensive catch in foul ground a couple of innings later. Makes over the outside corner. Kolak finding the outside edge. You know, mentioned, and there is activity, by the way, in the Arkansas bullpen. Not for the Hounds, though. Jack Cushing's going to come out for the eighth. The pitch is outside and high for ball 1-1. Stephen Kolak is better than that 4.94 earned run average. Walks have been one of the few things that, again, really out of a little bit of high number in terms of bases on balls. He's only walked two in this game, and well, you see the result. Pitch down low and away, 2-1. Nobody on, one man down here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Non-Googleable trivia. Texas League Baseball with the Rock Hounds and the Travelers brought your way by Budweiser and Michelob Ultra. 2-1, got there. Pops into the glove on the outside edge with a good fastball at 92. Two balls, two strikes. Brett will ask for timeout. Shane Selman waiting on deck. Hounds got a run in the bottom of the second inning, and that has been it. Man, go figure, huh? First three games of this series, taking only 24 innings because of the rain-shortened opener. 2-2, sent high, fly ball, right field side on the move. Boy, you have to wait for the signal from the umpire to make the catch, and not foul ball. Nope, foul ball. Jack Larson after that full tilt boogie, but where he reached for that ball hadn't come out yet, hadn't emerged yet. Is he okay? Yep, there he is. Jack's A-okay. Went way into the corner, and we cannot see that from here, so just had to wait for the umpire's signal. And it was, of course, a foul ball, but it drops despite the great effort there by Larson. Man, he really went after that. It's a long run. Two balls, two strikes to Brett. Second time, pitch to Harris, just down low. Full count, 3-2. Kolek has given up just four base hits, two walks, six strikeouts. One wild pitch, and that helps set the table for the run scoring. Here's the 3-2. Chopper back up middle, and that got under the pitcher. Knocked down nicely, and a good throw by Unroh for the out. Wonderful play there by Riley Unroh. That ball was right over the bag, sharply hit, got under the glove of the pitcher Kolek. But Unroh made that play. A little semi-slide popped up and throws Brett Harris out. So Unroh makes one of a series of good plays all around both ball clubs in this game. And here is Shane Selman. Right-handed hitter, he is 1-for-2. And you know, the one was a dribbler. First pitch swing and a high fly ball to center field. Was still carrying, going back. Well, tap at the wall, and that ball got off the wall. Selman coming around second. He's going to come to third base with a stand-up triple. Shane Selman drove that ball just over the glove of the second baseman, of the center fielder, Kerwer. Make sure he's okay, and he is. Boy, Tanner went after that ball. That thing just kept on carrying. There's no wind in the ballpark tonight to speak of, just a little tiny bit of breeze. That ball carried to the left side of the batter's eye and a little bit further into left center field. Kerwer made a terrific effort, banged into the wall, and Selman just flying around the bases comes to third with a triple. Fifth base hit of the ball game. Runner at third with two men down. Marty Bikina, who drove in the first run, is the batter. It's 1-0 Hounds in the last of the seventh inning. Well, Shane Selman, the triple, of course, is such a thing of beauty in the game of baseball. He was in perfect stride coming around. Marty Bikina takes down and away for a ball, 1-0. Marty, an infield single. That was a sharply hit ball that... When I say infield single, that's really not fair. Rizzo knocked the ball down. He denied him a double. But did drive home the game's only run at this moment in time. Marty swings ground ball, and that hit the bag. It's a fair ball at third base. It's 2-0. Bikina turning, and he'll hold it first. Marty Bikina has driven in both runs in this game. The Selman triple turns into a run. Bikina hit a sharply hit one-hop ground ball that hit the bag at third. The Rockhounds lead it 2-0. And that will be it for Stephen Kolek. But again, boy, he has pitched a whole bunch better than... Well, his numbers will tell you how well he's pitched. He will depart trailing this game 2-0. So Stephen Kolek's evening is over here in the seventh inning. It'll be a man at first base and two men down, but a run across, and the Hounds lead 2-0. Marty Bikina has absolutely been attacking third base. He hit the line drive that Rizzo knocked down back in the second. Logan Davidson scored on that one. And then he hit the ball sharply. It just happened to hit the bag at third base here, then kicked a little bit in the air after the Shane Selman triple. So Shane with a terrific catch and a triple and a run scored. And the Travs will get a left-hander out of the bullpen here with a runner at first base, two down and one run in as Rob Kaminsky is on the pitch. Kaminsky will face the top of the order, Michael Goldberg, at the left-hander's name. Here we'll check the scoreboard for you in a couple of moments. So Rob Kaminsky entering the game for the Travs here with a runner at first, two down, 2-0 score, just to make sure I said that properly. And Michael Goldberg will come to the plate. Kaminsky unscored on in his last nine outings. So the left-hander has been solid. He's made one appearance in this series. Corpus Christi, by the way, on its way to another win. That would be their sixth in a row. They are shutting out San Antonio 7-0 at Nelson Wolf. Wichita leads Springfield 6-2, top of the eighth inning. And boy, if the two scores there hold, it is pretty well game, set, and match, because Wichita would be up by 7 games with 14 to go. And the ball game being played in Amarillo. Oh my goodness gracious! The Frisco Rough Riders, and there are no outfielders pitching that I know of in this game. Frisco 20, Amarillo 1 in the sixth. They scored 11 runs in the fifth inning. It is 20-1, Frisco leading, and they have 3 innings to go. Welcome to Hodgetown. Top of the order now, Michael Goldberg. Set, runner going to go, pitch is swung, and bounced foul, so Marty Bikina taking off with a pitch, bouncer foul. Goldberg 2-for-3. Shane Selman has 2 hits. Marty Bikina has 2 hits. And that is it for the Hounds, is it not? Yeah, 6 base hits. Maybe not the usual suspects with Selman, Bikina, and Goldberg, each with 2. And, of course, once you get through that order the first time, they hit in, well, they hit consecutively. Pitch down low, 1-1. So we know Bobby Crosby really likes to have a guy that he can count on in that 9 spot. Chase Calabrese has been there a lot. 1-1. That ball is bounced foul right at the plate, 1-2 to Michael. Well, Shane Selman has had an interesting last 24 hours. He was called upon to pitch. And, you know, Stephen Davis, a great friend and the voice of the Travs, was reminding me that actually Selman was up and warming on Wednesday night. Did not pitch. Did last night. Gave up 7 in the ninth inning with that 46-mile-an-hour heater. Runner goes. Pitch is swung on and fouled away again. Michael kind of lunging at that ball to hang in there. It's 1-2. So he pitched last night in the ninth inning as an over-the-shoulder brilliant catch against the right field wall in this one. And he's 2-for-3 with a triple and a run scored. Batter is Michael Goldberg, 1-2 the count. Left-hander Kaminsky. Well, comes set, 1-2, and that ball in the dirt. Nicely blocked there, handled nicely by Anchia, the Travelers catcher. 2-2 the count. Zach Deloff on deck. By the way, in that game at Amarillo, Frisco scored 3 in the first. Sodpoodles got 1 in the first. 5 more in the third, 11 in the fifth, and 1 in the sixth. It is 20-1. Hits are 20-5. Toss over to first base of Frisco. Well, the Rough Riders are making a bit of a statement, I think you can say, tonight. So the Rockhounds trying to hang with them, as they used to say. Stretching the 2-2. Ball hit in the air to right field, but that's going to hang up. And Larson will get there, and Jack will haul that in with ease. So the inning is over. The bottom of the order has been the part of the order to produce both runs. Marty Bikina has both RBIs in this game. 1 run, 2 hits, no errors, a man left. Game summary coming up. Village Car Wash score through 7. Rockhounds 2, Arkansas nothing.
In Texas, there's pea-sized hail and baseball-sized hail. Guess which one hit our house? We didn't even know where to begin, but we called our Texas Farm Bureau insurance agent, and he was so reassuring. He knew exactly what to do to get our house back into shape and our lives back to normal. Now, we're even more thankful for the roof over our heads.
Coverage and discounts are subject to qualifications and policy terms and may vary by situation.
Widener Apartments offer both high-end and affordable 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartment homes with locations in Midland and Odessa, all convenient to shopping, restaurants, and colleges. In Odessa, visit High Plains, a community with a convenient location and fabulous floor plan. In Midland, visit Wildflower, where style, elegance, and affordability complement quiet, comfortable living. Widener Apartments, creating communities one person at a time. Visit us at widener.com.
Thank you.
When I say baseball is a goofy game, I mean it with love and affection. But baseball is a goofy game. First three games of this series, 62 runs. That's a 6-2. Through seven innings in game four, it's 2-0 Rockhounds. Travs, no runs, five hits. Rockhounds, two runs, six hits. The game decidedly errorless, brilliant defense at times, and we go to the top of the eighth. Jack Cushing will go back to work, top of the order. So here's Riley Unruh. He's been up three times. He's seen five pitches. Again, and he swings and sends a line drive. Glove by Davidson, a line drive to the shortstop, one man down. Boy, Riley Unruh is, and he's swinging the bat just terrifically. He's 1-for-4 in this game, but remember, it was his ball hit to right field that Selman handled on a brilliant play. So he could easily be 2-for-4. Riley hitting about 460 over the last, 25 games. Here's Joe Rizzo. Takes a strike from Cushing. It's 0-1. There is activity in the bullpen behind Jack Cushing, but Arkansas at this point in time is actually in one sense and one sense only. Done the Hounds a favor. The 0-1 pitch, sliced foul out of play. The aggressiveness at the plate, and of course Jack Cushing has pitched very well in this game, and Kolek pitched very, very well. But the aggressiveness has kept the pitch count down. Here's the 0-2 pitch away to Rizzo, and he sends a high fly ball to center field. That's well struck, going back. It's Goldberg still going back. Over the shoulder, reaches up, hauls it in on the track. Just right of straightaway center field. Boy, another good, good play. Well hit baseball. And for Jack Cushing, and that play kind of beat me to it. I'm going to say that he's had some baseballs that have been well hit, but he's also had excellent defense behind him. Now here's Zach DeLoach. DeLoach himself, extremely dangerous. He has 66 runs driven in. Left-handed hitter, swings and misses. But the guy on deck is Jake Shiner, and he is the owner of 91 runs driven in. So this becomes, again, a very important batter. They all are, of course, the 0-1 pitch, and that'll get there, called strike. Boy, threw him a fastball right down the middle, and Zach took it 0-2. Playing the pull to the Rockhounds, so all the way around the infield. Outfield is pretty well straight away. The 0-2 pitch, swung on and looped foul out of play, 0-2. Won't go real deep into that thought process. You know, don't want to put the cart before the horse, but again, Rockhounds have, bullpen's been flat worn out. The 0-2 set, the pitch by Cushing, well outside for a ball, it's 1-2. Stephen Kolek, I mentioned, has been a tough luck pitcher in terms of wins and losses. Now, he pitched really well tonight, and the best he can hope for is a no decision. So again, here's the 1-2. Boy, now, hear the crowd bemoaning that. That did not miss by much. 2-2 the count. Two balls, two strikes. DeLoach, left-handed hitter. Got a dangerous guy, 13 homers, 66 driven in. Swings and misses, got him. Boy, Jack Cushing and the defense behind him. You just really can't say enough about the defense. But Cushing pitches to contact and goes eight shutout innings. He is almost assuredly done. We won't put that in the books, of course, just yet. But eight scoreless against a team that had scored 46 runs in 24 innings coming into this game. Baseball. Got 11. To the bottom of the eighth we go. Village Car Wash score. Hounds 2, Travelers nothing.
Aldridge Gardens. It's Midland's largest and most comprehensive lawn and garden center, serving all of your landscape and outdoor living needs. From our complete nursery and garden center to full landscape design, installation, and management, including irrigation repair service. We offer complete tree care service with certified arborists. And we're also your steel equipment dealer. Aldridge Gardens, in business and trusted by the Permian Basin since 1987. On Fairgrounds Road in Midland, or visit AldridgeGardens.com.
Saltgrass Steakhouse is the place for a great steak. Why? Because they only serve the best certified Angus beef. A Sawgrass steak is unmatched, unrivaled, and unbeatable when it comes to flavor. Each tender steak is seasoned with a perfect blend of seven spices, grilled over an open flame, and topped with seasoned steak butter. Taste the certified Angus beef difference today at Sawgrass Steakhouse.
Last half of the eighth inning, Isaiah Campbell is on to pitch. Rob Kaminsky goes a third of an inning and gets out of the inning for Stephen Kolek. Well, Chase Cohen continues to warm in the bullpen, so it is safe to say that Jack Cushing's evening is done. And you don't know what will happen in the ninth inning. Arkansas has been absolutely swinging the bat so remarkably well in this series, and really of late, the entire month of August, they have struggled. They've been near the bottom of the league in so many categories, but in August, they are basically among the very top in the league, are the Travelers, tonight going by the Diamantes de Arkansas on this Copa night against the Matamoscas de Medesa. And the batter leading it off will be Zach Geloff, 2-3-4 in the order to face big right-hander Isaiah Campbell. Eighth inning, 2-0 Rockhounds. Pitch to the corner called strike at the knees, and it's 0-1. Jack Cushing against a team that has scored 46 runs in 24 innings. No runs, 5 hits, 1 walk, 3 strikeouts. Pitch way up and into Zach. 1 ball and 1 strike. Up and down in order again, boy, in the last inning, and that's pretty remarkable in itself. Zach stepping out for a moment. 1 ball, 1 strike. Right-hander Isaiah Campbell with a pitch and a swing and a foul straight back. 1 ball and 2 strikes. And Zach is at the plate, of course. Jack Cushing largely pitching to contact with the number of really good plays he got, key plays. That's just part of the mix. And, boy, the defense really backed him up. Check swing up, he went. Check swing, strike 3. So Zach Geloff 0 for 4 in this game. He's had a little bit of a rough stretch of late, has Zach. And of course, tremendous, tremendous talent. Zach in the series now just 2 for 15. And just 8 for his last 52. Boy, that'll start to wear on you. Here's Kyle McCann. Kyle trying to bust out of a little slump of late. He walked his last time up, swings and fouls this pitch away, and it's 0-1. Mentioned tonight, Marty Bikina has both of the RBIs. Logan Davidson set the table in the second with a walk, a base hit by Shane Selman, and Shane a triple in the eighth. So the 8 and 9 guys have been huge. Pitch up high for a ball, 1 ball and 1 strike. Chase Cohen will be given the assignment to try to close this thing out. We shall see. Pitch on the way by Campbell. Fastball runs high. 2 balls and 1 strike. Isaiah Campbell out of the bullpen makes his 9th appearance since joining the Travs. 6.14 the earned run average. Facing left-handed hitting Kyle McCann. Pitch to Kyle. Boy, just missed the outside corner. 3 balls and 1 strike to count. Isaiah, 6'4", 230 out of Olathe, Kansas. 3-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Boy, easy motion at 96 miles an hour. Nobody on and one man down. Bottom of the eighth inning. Kyle McCann waits. 3-2 pitch and a foul tip in and out of the glove of Anchia. Jake kind of reacted to that. Felt he should have hung on to it. Get him his pitcher a strikeout for the foul tip in and out of the glove. In the Arkansas ninth inning, it'll be Jake Scheiner to lead it off. Then Jack Larson and Cade Marlowe. And that is a really dangerous trio. Marlowe among the league leaders in runs batted in as well, and Scheiner second in the league. Here's a swing and a miss. Fastball up and in at 96. So Kyle McCann out on strikes for the third time in the ballgame. Campbell Entity has struck out the first two batters that he has faced. Isaiah, including the two outs here, has gone eight innings. He's given up 11 hits. It's interesting. He's walked one and now struck out 16 batters. And the swing and a miss as J.J. comes up empty. J.J. Schwarz is 0 for 3. Boy, and I promise you, that is really unusual. Right-handed hitter with nobody on, two out in the bottom of the eighth inning. 2-0 Rockhounds. Pitch. No, boy, just missed it. Had the look of a flinch. Yeah, the dugout wondered, too. Mike Carroll is our crew chief. And yeah, Mike looked like he flinched on that pitch a little bit, and the dugout is on him a little bit. A couple of exchanges between dugout and umpire. The one ball, one strike pitch, and that lifted high in the air to straightaway center field. Plenty of room for Kerwer. He will drift over and under, and he's got it for the out. So a 1-2-3 inning for Isaiah Campbell. Well, Jack Cushing, eight outstanding innings. It'll be up to Chase Cohen to try to close the door when we return. We go to the top half of inning number nine. Boy, again, it's odd to even say after the last three nights we have seen. Village Car Wash score the game. Rockhounds 2, Arkansas nothing.
Olympus Properties offer luxury living in West Texas. 1-, 2-, and 3-bedroom apartment homes featuring modern finishes and amenities including resort-style pools, 24-hour fitness centers, tanning rooms, and more. At Sedona Ranch in Odessa, upscale home designs and resort-inspired amenities combine to create your perfect escape. Take a virtual tour, schedule an in-person visit, and look for our move-in specials, all at OlympusProperties.com. Your home, our passion. Olympus Properties.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. Take the afternoon off and binge watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment, made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
It's time to amp up the fun. Now during the Ford Summer Supercharged Sales Event. Get great offers on select Ford vehicles, and you'll not only bring back the fun, you'll supercharge it. So stop by the Summer Supercharged Sales Event at your Ford dealer and discover how Ford can take your summer to a whole new level. Not all models, trims, or features may be available. Contact your dealer for information.
We go to the top half of the ninth inning, and after the absolute onslaught of the last three nights, it is a 2-0 Rockhounds lead. Chase Cohen is on. Jack Cushing, eight innings, five hits, no runs, one walk, and three strikeouts. So it is Chase to try to close it, but a really tough trio to face him. Jack Shiner will lead it up. Jake, first baseman, Jake Shiner. Guy's got 91 ribbies, got to say his name properly. Jake Shiner will lead it off. 17 homers, 91 driven in. Jack Larson will follow. He has 49 ribbies, and Cade Marlowe has 71. He's also among the league leaders. And again, this team has been swinging the dickens out of the bats. So now, here is Shiner, and here is Chase Cohen with the first pitch, and it is down low for ball one, 1-0. Shiner lined out. Remember, that was the play in the first inning. Brett Harris reached out and snared a line drive with one on and two men down. The 1-0 stretch. Cohen with the pitch on the way to Shiner. Swings at a high pop foul. Think it'll get out of play. Both J.J. and Tyler are going to give a look, but that's going to go about midway up in the seats. One and two. Sideways kick. Apparently somebody caught it nicely on the rebound. One ball, one strike. There's another stat in this game, but I will, believe me, I'm not going to get to it. Not right now. One ball and one strike to count. Shiner waits from the right side. Pitch by Cohen. Got there outside half of the plate for a called strike. It's 1-2. By the way, Amarillo is rallying back. It's now Frisco 20. The Sod Poodles 2. Wow. One ball, two strikes, Cohen with a stretch. The kick, the pitch, that'll drop to the dirt. Count goes 2-2. And Chase out of the Rockhounds bullpen. Again, like his Alpharetta, Georgia fellow teammate, Bryce Conley, working out of the bullpen now, a starter a year ago. Chase made one spot start, but his 39th appearance, 38 out of the bullpen. 3.51 the earned run average. Here's the 2-2. Down and away, ball three. Thought he got him. Full count to Shiner. And again, Rockhounds lead this game, but it is only 2-0. Cohen comes set. Count is full. Shiner waits. Look, stretch, kick, and pitch, and that ball is drilled, and it is gone. That is over the bullpen, way out of here, and just that quickly. Shutout gone, and more importantly than that, it is a 2-1 game. Shiner with his 92nd run batted in. Crowd with a smattering of boos. Boy, you know, there's a lot of pressure, and that pressure now on that pitcher's mound is absolutely palpable. And here is Jack Larson. Boy, Shiner turned on that ball and just belted it. If you get it out of here to left field, there's a little wind pushing that way now, and it's about as strong as we've had at any time in this series. But that was more of a line drive. But there is some breeze blowing that way now, but that got way out of here. Cohen's pitch, that is up high for a ball. It is 1-0. Jack Larson, left-handed hitter. He has walked and bounced out to second base twice. It is a 2-1 game, ninth inning. Nobody out. Pitch by Cohen, bouncing ball toward first, handled by Soderstrom. He'll take it himself. One down in the inning. The bell tolls one time. Batter will be Cade Marlowe, and now with the home run, making this a one-run game, Marlowe, who is 2-for-3 in this game, remember, he is one of the best base stealers in this league. Rockhound's going to cheat in at third with Brett Harris, guard the line at first with Tyler Soderstrom. Pitch, swung, boy, bounce foul right off his foot, 0-1 is the count. Boy, if you're a relief pitcher, of course, especially as a closer, you need to have a short memory. And if you're Chase Cohen, boy, you almost no memory. You just have to shake it off and try to get back to business. But, well, you imagine the pressure right now that he is feeling on the mound. One run in, 2-1 is the score. One man out. Cade Marlowe at the plate. Jose Caballero, who has had a really good night at the plate, is on deck. Chase comes set, 0-1 count. Marlowe waits from the left side. 0-1 pitch. Swung on and missed. Good fastball, elevated a little bit. Count is 0-2. And time called now by Cade Marlowe, so he'll reset a little bit. Pitch clock now resets at 14 seconds. Starts ticking down. It's 0-2. Rockhounds play him solidly to pull. Harris is now backed off with two strikes in the count. The 0-2 look. Pitch by Cohen. Up high for a ball. Count is 1-2. Marlowe hitting .271. 13 homers, 71 driven in. He's second on the team, but of course that's behind the guy who is now the co-leader in the league. Here's the 1-2 pitch and a swing and a miss, and he got him. Two down in the inning, and Cade, I think, talking to himself a little bit. Boy, that pitch was all the way down to the dirt. It was blocked by Schwarz. Two men down in the inning. Bell will toll a second time. And the batter is Jose Caballero. He has two hits in the game, and in each case, as we have talked about, he was down in the count 0-2. Two really good ABs. Chase Cohen now to face him. Two down in the ninth. Pitch from Chase. That'll bend over the heart of the plate for a called strike, and it's 0-1. This game, by the way, was delayed in starting due to weather. Started at, by my count, 7:42, for what that's worth. The 0-1 set now by Cohen in the 0-1 pitch, and that will just miss high. Boy, those who are paying attention grumbled at that just a little bit. Bobby Crosby shifting his weight and returning now to that normal position on the railing. Third base, first base dugout. 1-2 pitch from Chase. That drops low. That's ball two. 2-2. Make it 2-1. Forgive me. 2-1. Correct my card. Two balls, one strike. Nobody on. Two out. One run in on Jake Schiner's 18th home run of the year. And 92nd RBI. 2-1 to Caballero. Right-handed hitter. Slightly open stance. Cohen with a 2-1 pitch. Little tapper, didn't mean to. Back to the mound, and it is ball game. Are you kidding me? 46 runs in three games and a 2-1 decision in this one. Man, you've got to flat-out love baseball. One run, one hit. The shutout goes away, but the victory does not. And Jack Cushing, an absolute gem, backed by some outstanding defense. And I mentioned the time of the game kind of subtly in passing. This game narrowly got past 2 hours. So after, boy, bundles and bundles of baseball in San Antonio, and certainly the last three nights here, a quick one. The Rockhounds win it by the final score of 2-1. Marty Bacchina gets both of the RBIs in this game. Jack Cushing, 8 shutout innings. Chase Cohen does get the save in this game. Shane Selman comes up big in the contest, and defense was tremendous. Selman, in fact, maybe the biggest play because it came in fair territory against the wall in right field. Boy, every element in play tonight. The Rockhounds win it 2-1, snap a miserable 4-game losing streak, and are back in the win column tonight. Gentlemen, this Bud, this Michelob Ultra are for you.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This presentation of Rockhounds Baseball has been brought your way in part by Budweiser and by Michelob Ultra. Let's go back to Bob at the ballpark for a quick look at the runs, hits, and errors.
For the Arkansas Travelers, one run on 6 hits. For the Rockhounds, 2 runs on 6 hits. The winning pitcher is Jack Cushing. He is now a 10-game winner on the year, 10-3. And, boy, not only did he pitch a beauty, the Rockhounds bullpen flat out of gas. Nick Heiberger might have been able to go tonight, and Chase Cohen certainly was on the top of the list. But, boy, I mean, the Hounds bullpen absolutely, to quote Jackson Brown, running on empty. Jack Cushing is the winner. Stephen Kolak pitched really well, takes his 13th loss. Man, that's just, he has been such a tough luck pitcher. Chase Cohen, boy, it got interesting, but his 6th save, he gives up the solo home run to Jake Schiner, his 18th of the year, his 92nd run batted in of the season for Jake Schiner. Hounds win it by the score of 2-1. Let's see if we have official time of the game. Yep, 2:01 is the time of the game, 42-minute delay to start, so it was 7:42. 2,591 watched it with high school football going on next door at this sports complex. Rockhounds break, that is, the four-game slide, and boy, it has been one of some misery, that is for sure. So they will stay one game behind Frisco because the Rough Riders are absolutely tattooing the Amarillo Sod Poodles 20-2 last we saw. From Momentum Bank Ballpark, our final Village Car Wash score of the game, Rockhounds 2 and the Travelers 1.
At H-E-B, we know that game day is about more than the game itself. The taste of victory is unparalleled, but so is the taste of H-E-B jalapeno poppers hot off the grill. Seeing the best players in their prime is truly something to behold. So is an H-E-B Prime 1 burger that you grilled to perfection. For low prices on all the things that make game day great and delicious, visit H-E-B, your official game day headquarters, or use the My H-E-B app to order curbside and start prepping for game day right away.
This is a hamburger. And this, friends, is a Whataburger. A fresh 100% beef patty so big it can only fit on a 5-inch bun. Ah, there's another. Someone's going for a double. Maybe it'll be topped with melted cheese and...
Oh, my goodness. Grilled onions and grilled jalapenos. I'm not sure the speakers can handle any more sizzle.
Whataburger. Just like you like it.
Absolutely crazy. 46 runs in 24 innings for Arkansas. 62 runs in 24 innings between the two clubs in the first three games of this series. Tonight, 2-1. Baseball, you just never, ever know. And truly, I mean, it's where cliches come from, but every game starts nothing. Every game starts anew. So, boy, tonight, top of the first inning, and if you're the Rockhounds, you had to be going, are you kidding me? Riley Unroe doubled on the first pitch of this game. And he got as far as third. Jake Shiner, who would later homer in the ninth inning, sent a line drive to third. Brett Harris made a quick reaction, caught the ball. He basically didn't have much of a chance to move. He's reached across his body and caught the really well-hit line drive. So the Hounds got out of the inning. The first run of the game coming in the second, Logan Davidson, a one-out walk. Shane Selman hit a tapper up the third base line that bumped the bag, and it got Logan to third base. He would then score when Marty Bikina sent a line drive that Joe Rizzo made a really good play on. He kept a double, kept a double from becoming that, limiting Bikina to a single with a good defensive play by Rizzo. Saved a double, might have saved a run, but the RBI single brings Logan home with the first run of the ballgame. That would be it until the seventh inning, and it's Selman again. He triples with two outs in the seventh. It turns into the game-winning run when Marty Bikina again sharply hit ball up the third base line that hits the bag. In comes Selman, and that made it 2-0. Insurance run? Yep. In the top of the ninth, Jake Shiner rips a 3-2 pitch out of here. That made it a 2-1 ball game, and that will be the final. Chase Cohen then got two ground outs and a strikeout the rest of the way to close the door. Brett Harris, and it didn't take a hit away, but I really, you had to feel if you're in the ballpark, it just was such an energizing play. Made a brilliant diving catch when Joe Rizzo hit a little foul ball down the left field line. Harris went absolutely, I mean, horizontal, airborne, made the catch on a diving catch in foul ground. Selman, on the previous batter, made a catch against the wall in right field. Back-to-back brilliant plays. There were other really good defensive plays all through the game. Those two certainly highlighted it. And when all is said and done, it is a 2-1 Rockhounds lead. Again, took the 2-0 lead into the ninth. Jack Cushing went 8 innings, 5 hits, no runs, 1 walk, and 3 strikeouts in this game. Number of pitches that he threw, by the way, 95. He actually had about 10 to go. But the aggressiveness of the Travs actually helped the Hounds a bit because there just wasn't much of anybody available out of the bullpen. A pitcher, certainly Chase Cohen, maybe I'm thinking Nick Heiberger, but not much. So Cushing going 8 innings was bigger than would normally be the case in this game. So the Rockhounds will stay within a game of Frisco. We'll take a quick look ahead toward tomorrow, the fifth game of this series. Got a fireworks night coming up for you at Momentum Bank Ballpark tomorrow. We'll say so long when Rockhounds Radio continues and concludes.
At Village Car Wash, we have one goal, to make your vehicle look its very best. And we've been doing it since 1969, more than 50 years. Village Car Wash also offers fuel, complete detailing, and 14-point oil changes. You'll find us at 604 Andrews Highway, open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 and Saturdays from 8 to 4. The best in the business for more than 50 years. Village Car Wash, Midland's first car wash.
VIP Sports Getaway is the official transportation provider for the Rockhounds, and they can be your getaway too. Cowboys fans, check out our packages for the 2022 season. They include your game ticket, hotel accommodations, transportation, and the ultimate Bill Bates tailgate party. It's a private, all-inclusive party with a catered meal and beverages. VIP Sports Getaway offers Rangers baseball packages, too. To find out more, visit VIPSportsGetaway.com.
You know, it just occurred to me, looking at the box score and the very first pitch of this game, Riley Unroe, who continues to be so aggressive now. He went 1-for-4. Remember, he had a hit absolutely taken away from him, a double on the brilliant play by Shane Selman in the third inning. So Unroe, basically, I guess you could say, should have been, or certainly could have been, 2-for-4 in this game. He went 1-for-4 with a double. He was up 4 times and saw 6 pitches. Boy, Unroe, as aggressive as they come, he doubled on the first pitch of this game. Jake Schiner homered leading off the ninth inning. And in each case, if you're the Rockhounds, there had to have been a little bit of that. Are you kidding me? But again, 2-1 will be the final as the Rockhounds will hold off the Travs in this game. Tomorrow evening, well, if you it gets tougher and tougher and tougher. Taylor Dollard, who has been easily, and I mean far and away, head and shoulders, you name it, the best pitcher in this league. He is 14-2 with a 2.02 ERA. He will go against Colin Palouse. Colin will look to join Jack Cushing as a 10-game winner. Colin is 9-4. Good matchup on Saturday night. Fireworks will follow the game. Gates open at 6. First pitch at 7. We'd love to see you here at Rocky Town. Sunday afternoon, Family Day, will wrap up this series and wrap up this homestand. Wow. 2-1 final after the last 3 days. Absolutely stunning. Just, again, one of the many reasons you have to love this national pastime. Look forward to seeing you tomorrow. Hounds win it 2-1 for all of us with the Rockhounds, Bob Hards at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Look forward to seeing you this weekend. Thanks so much for spending part of your evening with us here on MidlandRockhounds.org with Rockhounds Radio, MILB TV, and everywhere in between. Until tomorrow, we'll say goodnight to Leo. Say goodnight to Mr. Jackson. Who am I forgetting? Red. How can you forget Red Barber? Good night, Leo. Good night, Red. Good night, Mr. Jackson. We say goodnight to Mr. Scully. And good night, my friends from Rocky Town.
Thanks for joining us for this edition of Rockhounds Radio. Remember, MidlandRockhounds.org is your place for all things Rockhounds as we celebrate our 50th anniversary season. Check out upcoming special events at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Order your tickets, visit the Rockhounds store, and join Bob for play-by-play, home and away. Now, until next time, thanks for being part of Rockhounds Baseball.